You're listening to Don Nicoleon. Don't forget the tip, the booty on duty.
Hey, Jim. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, yeah. Sex on deck, Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, late night sex, so wet, so tight. I guess a tip for you tonight. Baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah. Anytime you want to, pick up the telephone. You know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell mother broke nigga, be quiet.
You wanna keep your woman loving you. when you're bound. You should have the woman not boot like your Tim's. Need to act older than the size of your rims. I wish you would have stayed for me like your phone man. And never leave the house without me like your poor man. Why I wish you would have treated me like your whip. Your girls are perfect 10, but your pins, them are only a 5 and a 6. You don't understand what your woman needs from her man. Why you dip on the street all the time? Kiss and they gavel a pound. Me look for your familiar face. Me nothing on a round. When you call me collect, I give me errands to do. Me nothing on a hot girl. Me nothing on a you crew. Government seize everything. That seize everything. And another ball I don't take over this spot. I run trees everything. That keys everything. And 10 calls a month is all you got saying. Now you understand what I was trying to say to my man. Why you didn't dip on the grind? You should have feared it in my life. To
the streets, them not trip a damn. Bang with the bang, I just the place where you feel it from. Fall in love with the corner. You can't see me, never want ya.
You're listening to Don Nicolion. Don't forget the tip, the booty, on duty.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicolion, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicolion, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicolion, man.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me and Simon Lewis down.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicolion, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicolion, man.
When I die, bury me inside the coffin style. When I die, bury me inside the Lewis style. All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicolion, man.
All I want for my birthday is a picture.
Yeah, 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 what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. You chillin' with Don Nicolion, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty.
Booty.
Skirt, skirt. Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
Cookie.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Cams everywhere.
Cams.
Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere.
Man.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had more bombs than Pakistan. Dope bomb, and a pill bomb. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style.
Don Nicolion, man. Don Nicolion, man.
You're listening to Don Nicolion Show.
Damn.
WGAG Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicolion Show. I hope y'all had a fantastic Thursday and continue on and have a great day today on Friday, man. This is the Don Nicolion Show. We gonna do it big, baby. Gotta do it major. We gotta do it big, baby. Like four swines, goddamn, on the Thanksgiving kitchen table, boo. That's how we do it around this motherfucker, man. Special shout out to my man, 25212. What's good with you, baby? Good with you, baby. One time for Nefertiti surviving the game, simulcasting live in this motherfucker to the after party. Yeah. What? You? I'm good, honey. I'm straight. Yeah, I'm good. That's how we do it around this mug. I got some music coming up next, though. Y'all want to request then, hit me up, 347-884-9239, or hit me on Facebook, VIP chat room it, or after party it, and I get your song in, man. I think they ain't let me do it today. All right, Nefertiti surviving the game. Don't forget that coming up at 12:45. So you already know how we do it. What's good with your Ja Elohim Biz? I was playing music in the after party. I'm really sick and tired of seeing a motherfucker take me off the mic, but I gotta understand why I'm always red dotted and shit. I come to this motherfucker, Jael, it's like, Don, your music sucks, pussy. Like, this motherfucker here, this nigga here, goddamn it. Anyway, hey, all right, okay, let's get back on point. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Staring each other. Ooh, watch it.
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whoo, that's you. Yes, 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 yes. I had to sing it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sit your ass down. Thank you. Thank you. Whoo. Praise God, man. What's happening with you, Neff? This is the Donna Coleon Show. God damn, I cannot see Nathan. Got to give a special shout out, though, to my man. Mush Mouse is in the building. What's happening with you, Mush? Michael J is also in the building. My favorite, I Beat It, I Am. What's happening with you, baby? And a special shout out to, who else in this motherfucker? Self-Guided. Happy, happy, happy New Year to my nigga Self-Guided. He's probably not the fuck out right now, though, but I got to put it on record, you know. My nigga Self-Guided. That's my man there. I fucking love him. So, happy New Year, man, to you. And happy New Year to everybody whose New Year is today and tomorrow and the day before and last year and all that shit. All right, keep it pushing, baby. We'll be right back. Yeah. let me know. I can go hood for you today. I can go hood for you. Anybody? Anybody's available? I don't have. I got people with decorum. Oh, Neff, Lord Jesus. No, Neff, you're not hood, honey. You're a valley girl. Stop being like a white girl. That's what white people be like. You know, I grew up in the hood, too. I grew up around black people. No, you didn't, Neff. Stop. Your best friend was a white girl. Your best male friend was a Mexican. Stop it. Okay, Neff? All right. Neff, you want me to go country? I can go country for you. I'll play a little country for you, my nigga, you dig? Anyway, man, I got to give a special shout-out to Fire Lightness. What's happening with you? Special shout-out to Nefertiti, man, with the internet traffic jam yesterday. Yep, that's not last night. Yesterday, man, internet traffic jam and the truth about Ruth. If you missed it, you can download it, blogtalkradio.com/WGAG radio, or go to iTunes and grab it, boo. That's how we do it around this thing, baby. It's on iTunes. I ain't bullshit, no, it is on iTunes. But you can get it on iTunes or go to blogtalkradio.com/WGAG radio. And that'll get you in the game, man. I got Nefertiti coming up, though. In the meanwhile, and in between time, I got something for y'all. I'm going to take this one all the way to the, you know what, Neff, I'm going to play your favorite song today, man. Don't say I ain't did nothing for you, man.
I'm starting to see spaceships on bank.
I'm
jacked
up. Oh, see y'all pieces for the rappers getting the wrong.
No.
D4L.
No.
Slick V on the
test. God is calling me. I'm in a zone. I gotta see my doctor. God is calling me. God is calling me. I'm in a zone. I wanna fly. God is calling me.
You fuck.
could only unlock previews, all right, of lyrics by sending tweets and sharing on Facebook. So you can imagine what it looked like. So, of course, Jay-Z and Samsung couldn't care less if his fans took their bitter complaints to Twitter. They couldn't put a price tag on the free marketing and promotion that the Fail app gave Jay-Z. So there you have it, the unusual deal between the former Marcy Project drug dealer and Samsung was literally a game changer. The alliance forced the RIAA to change the rules regarding digital downloads and the way album sales are counted. There you have it. Go ahead. Do your thing. So everybody was waiting to download that shit, but it didn't work. Epic fail. Anyway, moving right along, man. I got Nefertiti Surviving the Game coming up in about 5 minutes. And this is how we do it around this thing. This is the Don DeColeone Show. God bless you. Y'all have an awarding day. Yep.
Look at the air. Look at the hangtime.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio. Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Everybody, it's your girl Samaya, and starting June 9th and every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to midnight, it's going down with Queen Bee Astrology, where you will learn how to rise, shine, and survive with the stars. So come check me out as I use astrology to break down current events, relationships, help you pinpoint opportunities and pitfalls, and you can also call into the show for a sample reading and your chance to win a full one-hour reading with me, Samaya. And remember, ain't no cotton candy, candy and readings over here. The queen gives it to you straight, no chaser. And don't forget to check out my website, queenbeeastrology.net, and you can also follow me on Twitter at queenastrology.com. So call your mama them, auntie them, cousin them, pookie and them, because we about to get it in with me, Samaya, the queen bee of astrology. So come get down with the queen every Sunday night at 9 to midnight on WGAG Radio. Radio.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We're not talking about surviving the beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving the game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti, I'm a goon with the machete.
especially if it's deadly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these.
Yeah, baby. Welcome, Nev. How you doing today?
I'm doing my best, Don. How you doing right now?
I'm doing my best, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. Hope you had a great... did you cook? I think you did because you
disappeared. I didn't do a damn thing.
Oh, you didn't barbecue? Steve barbecued.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I put a little seasoning on it. I did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's so cute. What y'all make?
That's so cute.
What y'all grab?
Some beef ribs, some chicken quarters. That was it. And then like some sides that I did the other day. That's it. It wasn't nothing major, you know.
I didn't put no steak on the grill, man.
No steak this time. No steak. We usually do steak, but nah, not this time around. No, ma'am. Just kept it simple and plain. Stayed out
y'all
there.
Y'all bought firecrackers?
Hell no. I don't fuck with firecrackers. I told you I have post-traumatic stress disorder from fireworks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It blew your leg off or something, didn't it?
Yeah. It blew a hole in my leg. I did not fuck with them at all. I don't like fireworks.
But it wasn't you that blew your own leg off, or somebody else. So
no, somebody else blew it or body.
Okay.
Yeah, so but I still don't fuck with them.
Got the scar on your leg and shit now?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a nice little hole, you know, that has a smooth patch of skin because you know it healed by itself. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, I've been through.
I don't fuck with that shit either. I bought some like last year though. I think it was last year. Bought a little cheap ones and shit. Huh?
Y'all did. I mean, I'm trying to figure out.
Because I never did. I never, you know, celebrated, you know, the 4th of July. So I decided to do it last year. So I decided to go get some, you know, whatever that shit called, fireworks.
Right. Got the whole
package. We did in our backyard. Yeah. Just, you know, just so the children can say when they turn 50. I remember my mama did that one time.
What time?
So when they turn 50, they remember and shit. You know, you got to give them a memorable moment.
Right, right. I let the children go out there. We went out there last night and watched. I'm still trying to figure out how the hell do people get their hands on this shit that looks like something that's commercial. Like, who sells that shit? I mean, this big shit in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I saw some last night. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. It was very pretty. I think everybody in the town went to the park or to the recreation center or some old shit. It looks like it was coming from that area.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I saw it last night. I normally be in that, you know, inside stuck and can't see shit, just hear things. But
right,
I was outside for a minute. But it was I don't know how they where they get their hands at, because I had that cheap shit. You know what I'm saying? The shit that go. I bought that cheap shit. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
That shit didn't do shit, man. That shit was like.
At the end.
Yeah, right.
No
so
doubt.
I don't know. I don't know how they get their hands on that shit. I don't know.
I'm like, how much do they be? But they wake up the next morning and be like, we need some food. Oh, man, I spent it on the fireworks last night. I mean, that shit look expensive, man. Like, where they get that shit from? I think the Asians sell them.
You think the Asians sell it?
Mm-hmm. Asians
I don't know, but, you know, like, in Georgia, like, of course, the major city, like Atlanta, but Stone Mountain, they have a fireworks show and shit. I think if I've been when I was little. But I never took my children. They grow, you know, when children become teenagers, man, it's no fun to be like, y'all get dressed, we're going to the fireworks. Like, motherfuckers talking to you and shit, like, yay! You know, that shit don't even make sense, right? Get dressed. Mama says she's going to take us to fireworks. So, you know,
right.
You got, like, a short period of time to do all the little kiddie shit, like something that they can see. You know, you got short window to knock that shit out.
Probably
other than that, man, life just get bland.
Do it stop after 10? Would you say about 10 years of age? That's it?
Nah, probably, yeah, maybe 10. Maybe 10.
Right.
Maybe 10. I can't remember because I really didn't be. I wasn't with my children, so I can't really fucking tell you. You know what I'm saying? I was one of the moms that left their ass at home and went go see fireworks or did children shit. Like, I'll be back. Where you going? To Six Flags, bitch. Stay ass at home. You can't go because then you fuck up my day. I got to carry you, push you in the stroller and shit, wash your hands, hold you up over the toilets. Nah.
Right.
Dude. Stay your ass at home, man. I'm going to Six Flags. I'm going to ride some goddamn roller coasters. I don't like that. I never bought my children when they were. I mean, I thought it was just always seen. It felt like parents struggle bringing their babies to, like, theme parks and shit.
I know.
Like a struggle, don't it? And it's fucked up, especially if you're a single parent and shit.
Right.
But it look great when you see white people do it. Like, oh, look at the white man and the white woman. Oh, he just picked up the stroller. Wow, went down the stairs with it. Shit is just great. But that shit don't look right for a single mama, man.
Right.
That shit don't look right, bitch. But when I took my children to Disney World, no, I think it was Universal for the first time, I just took them. It was just me and them.
Okay.
Warrior had to be the youngest, but she was young enough to still get the height test. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, she was. They had still test her ass for the height and shit, but even that shit don't look right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking single mama with a whole bunch of goddamn cheering with you, man. That shit is terrible. That shit don't even look right, man. I wanted to rent a nigga for the whole weekend. I'm like. I asked the car, yeah, man, do y'all have some type of escort service where you can rent a nigga to go with you to this shit, rent a nigga?
Right.
Motherfucker laughed at me. I said, man, I need a man to go with me, man. I got these bad-ass kids with me, man. This some bullshit. This shit don't make no goddamn sense, so I vowed to always take Doc. You know what I'm saying? Until they old enough to take themselves.
They just opened another theme park out here in L.A., Disney. They did, like, the whole Disney... Whatever. Maybe one day I'll take these children. I don't know.
I hate Disney World, man. Disney is not the shit. Like, I don't like Disney.
I've never been into that,
though.
So I don't want to, like, deprive them because I'm not into it. Because I'm totally not into...
Oh, you don't want to deprive them.
Because I'm not into that shit. I'm not into...
Man, now, I was 30-something years old when I went to Disney World for the first time.
Yeah. That'd be me. That'd be me.
That might be your children, too, goddamn, if Disney World still exists when they turn 30. But, you know, I noticed that you can really never deprive your children because eventually they're going to do it when they get grown anyway.
Right.
Things that they never done, they probably will try to, you know, get it in when they're adults or when they are mothers and fathers. So it's really no such thing as depriving because Disney World is not... You not taking them or they not going is not them being deprived from it. Like, that's one thing a nigga is never going to say about their mom and dad. Out of all the grown-ass motherfuckers that called into the show talking about their mom and dad, they never said, and the bitch never took me to Disney World. They never said that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? The bitch never took me to Disney World, man. I'm still pissed off over that shit.
Right.
But, no, they don't think about that shit. But you go. Dr. York always said, go... Do not take your children. You and your husband or your wife go. He said, never take your children to Disney World.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow. He said, never take your children. Deep Fireline said it was a waste for her. Yeah, but you go. He said, you go, and it's so that you can live out that experience. You know what I'm saying? So you can have fun. You know what I'm saying? Take their ass outside in the backyard and let them swing on a swing or something.
My mama didn't take me no motherfucking place. If it wasn't a house party at her cousin's house or something, we can go nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you wanna go yourself, you and your husband. You take you and your nigga, honey. Go while you're pregnant so you have a miscarriage on one of the roller coasters. That should be incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be like cool as fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
How you said that?
shut up to. I just want to tell everybody, Neff Fragner dance. Since I mean, hey, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah, that was a fire. I did not mean that shit, for real. Like, goddamn. See, I can't hold water even when I'm trying to hold it. See, I'm trying to hold it, Neff. Sorry. Neff is with child, y'all, so that's a blessing. We got another baby coming.
Yep.
Hopefully
all
it's
right.
a girl.
Yes, hopefully so. All right,
name her Tomato.
Tomato?
Yes, Tomato. Tomato.
Why? Tomato?
Tomato.
Why would I do that, Don?
It's a pretty
name.
You
ate a tomato yesterday? You ate a tomato yesterday? You ate a tomato yesterday?
Hell no, I don't even like tomatoes.
Where'd that come from? Where did etheric realm did that come from? Tomato.
I don't know. It just came through. It just came. It's just like tomato done. Name of tell them name of tomato. You two talking about that's a slave name. What you mean you thought? Five liners. You didn't know that Neff was pregnant. You thought I was joking? Are you serious, Neff? Five liners. Because now I think you being sarcastic.
Right. Because she is sarcastic. Yeah. I thought I was sarcastic until I met five liners.
Look, yeah, Neff got a bun in the oven. She got one of them human things that's eating her alive. Just
and it
inside
is.
Inside eating her and shit. She got a cannibal. All babies are cannibals. They eat flesh. They eat. They suck off the flesh of a human female. Nasty. Fucking disgusting. We reptilians. She got a reptilian first, don't she? What was the three stages? You got
three
first
stages.
One. First one is a reptilian, then it becomes a Remartian. What the fuck is the three stages that little motherfucker?
Right, you're right. Reptilian. Yeah.
Motherfucker's a reptilian, Remartian, and a troglodyte and shit. The three stages and shit. Before it metamorphosized into like one of, you know, like a little cute little baby that looked like you and the daddy.
Yeah.
You and Big D.
All right, let's get these sports popping.
I don't want to talk about sports. I want to talk about Tomato.
I don't want to talk about no Tomato. That's not naming that child no Tomato. I do all the naming, though. I do all the naming.
You named all your children?
Mm-hmm.
What made you name your son after his daddy?
Well, this is how this went. Let me tell you a story of that.
I'm ready to go into sports.
It's crazy. I wanted his name to be Amir, though, for real. His name was going to be Amir.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he's a black man, and I don't want any him having any troubles. So we agreed.
Wait a minute. Start over. What the hell? Start over there. What happened?
I did. I wanted his name to be Amir because I wanted my children to have Islamic names. You know,
okay.
His name's going to be Amir. He was like, that'd be his in-house name. We're going to just leave it like Daryl because we don't want him to have no trouble outside, you know. He's like, my family already got, FBI list, and his name would be Amir, you know. He was like, we're going to name him Daryl.
The baby terrorist and shit, right?
right.
As soon as he come out in the hospital, what's the baby's name? Amir. Put him on the terrorist list.
Right. His family is related to Bobby Hutton. He's on the list.
Who the hell is Bobby Hutton?
Man, one of the Panthers. The original founders.
But Bobby Hutt wasn't no damn terrorist. I know what the hell a terrorist is.
No, but they family all got like lists though. Them for real, they all have files. Real talk, they do. Everybody in the family.
D got a file.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What,
do.
And what his file say?
Have
son
no
of,
idea.
Son of.
Right when he was, I remember when he told me he used to when he was in his days of being on the street, he was like. Like when he the first time he got stopped, like they knew his whole name, his family, they knew everything about him. You know, when he got put in the back, they just knew everything. When they went to talk to his parents, they just knew them all. So they knew
but
that
it was
the
like,
whole...
hey Sandra, hey Bob,
why they were just like
talking about the sun.
Right, that's right, exactly.
But that's like what years ago was that? That's when Oakland had a community, though, didn't it? That's when everybody knew each other.
Right, that was the '80s.
Yeah,
you know,
that's when that was before Oakland became too short and all the rest of them motherfuckers.
But no
before
doubt,
it came
but,
so
you know,
huge, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, at the same time, but they knew who their families were, who families were, and who was related to whom, you know. Seriously, they do have files. But no, that,
everybody
that was,
has a file on them.
You might be right about that. No,
yeah,
about
everybody has a file, unless you completely born without social and all that rest of that shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a file on them.
But I'm talking about, everybody. You know what I'm saying. I'm talking about when you got a family member who was...
No, I'm telling you. I know what you're saying. Y'all thinking that your family got to be some fucking criminals to get on the list. Everybody is on... Everybody... The FBI has files on every goddamn body. They have files on everybody. Goddamn, you got files on everybody. You can go and type in a motherfucking name, and it'll show you who the fuck they married to, where they live, their address, their birthday, who fucking died, they, you know, all that shit. The death, the love. You even got that, boo.
Okay.
So, anyway. That woman makes seem like her nigga a gangster. Nigga,
he
ain't no goddamn
gangster,
man.
But he not.
I'm saying like he come from a gangster bloodline. This motherfucker, he's a regular human being on this planet that's already been tagged. The day he was born. That was the purpose of footprints and blood.
He comes from a revolutionary family, though.
Yeah, never think she married into a Black Panther family.
He do.
Never thought she done married into a Black Panther family.
I did. What are you talking about?
No, goddamn, man, we need a reality show. Instead of married to the mob, married to Black Panther family.
He do come from a revolutionary family. For real, he do. But that was years ago. But anyway, so that's how the name came about.
So there's no Amir. Do y'all call him Amir in the house, though?
Yes, I do.
Do he like that name?
Yeah. Do you know that's his name?
I know. I said, do he like it? Like, you know.
Yeah, he responded. He'll be like, don't call me that. Yeah.
I know
that.
I knew he did.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to grow up, Starlix, so I call himself that. That's how Sananda was.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because even though I called Sananda that the day she was born, but... She got, like, by the time she was, like, 6 or 7, she like, stop calling me that. That ain't my name. That ain't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Then by the time she got to school around her friends and shit, and I'd be like, where's Sananda? Then Sananda would pull me to the side, like, yank my arm. Can you imagine a little midget bitch? Pull me in the corner, yank my arm, and say, look here, little bitch. I told you don't call me that name in front of these people.
Damn. Don't call me that.
Call me that in front of these people.
Right.
Yeah, so. Anyway, all right, I'm ready for sports, man.
You ready? Let's get this
team
popping.
Yeah, I had to get crumb. Huh?
All right. Yeah. All right, so we're going to start over here. I'm going to let you know what the time it is. It is the NBA, and it's decision time for Dwight Howard. This dude is getting on my nerves to the nth degree, really. I mean, you're either going to make your decision where you want to play, where you don't want to play. Come on, it ain't that difficult. You ain't LeBron James. You're not making it a telecast world premiere event. Say where you're going to play. You know, what it really means is that you're scared. And you're scared of the pressure that's going to be put on you. So who is he going to choose? Is he going to choose L.A.? Is it going to be the Rockets? Is it going to be the Mavericks? Or it might even be my hometown team, the Golden State Warriors. But that's what it is right now. So he's supposed to make that decision today. So I guess y'all can tune in maybe tonight, and I can give you the update if he makes a decision. He says he's going to make it tonight, and we'll see. But I told you what I've come to know and what I found out in his 1 year in the purple and gold, that he really is not that dude. All right, so we're going to go over to see what Kobe said about him. It said Kobe's message was a turnoff. I mean, Kobe just put it the way it needs to be put. It says sources close to Howard tell me Kobe's reported pitch on Tuesday. Meeting was teaching Dwight how to win. How to win will be a complete turnoff. How to win? Yeah, because he don't know how to win. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. I'll read it later. That was kind of an incomplete situation right there. Nonetheless, I know Midnight Show we talked about this on draft night, but J.R. Smith does resign with the New York Knicks. And like I told you, by the Knicks letting him become a free agent, he bumped up his sales price and he went for $24.7 million. They could have probably re-signed him at a clip of $16 million, but he went to test the free market and then he came back with a higher price. So now the Knicks have to pay him $24.7 million over a four-year span. And they also keep the Italian guy. I can't pronounce his last name. Marco Bellinelli, another Italian, signs with the San Antonio Spurs. I like that pickup. According to sources, he signs a two-year term deal with the San Antonio Spurs, the Western Conference champions. Al Jefferson leaves Utah, and he heads down south, but he's going to go play for the Charlotte Bobcats, Michael Jordan squad. So now they finally have a true inside presence. Al Jefferson was the third-ranked top center in the NBA all of last year. And what the big news is the three-team trade between the New Orleans Pelicans, the Sacramento Kings, and the Portland Trailblazers. I so do not like that name, the New Orleans Pelicans. I don't like it. But nonetheless, that's the name. So three-team trade goes there. Tariq Evan heads to New Orleans. In return, the Pelicans get Tariq Evans. Portland gets Lopez, and the Sacramento Kings get Gravis Vasquez, and they just swap picks and everything like that. So that's the big trade right now. Tariq Evans leaves Sacramento, so I guess that little means little Isaiah Thomas might be running a point, but they had to overload that guard anyway. So with that being said, that's the big trade. And I just don't know what the hell Lakers are doing in offseason. They let Earl Clark go. Earl Clark was a standout player for them last year. He showed up out of nowhere when Pau Gasol got hurt. He brought it to the table, really showed his capabilities as a power small four who can rebound, shoot the three, and defend. And they just let him walk for a measly $9 million. $9 million. That's probably because you're paying Kobe Bryant $27 million a year. You need to tell Kobe has to take a pay cut so this team could get better, because this team as is not happening. And I wonder who they're going to use that amnesty rule on. I think they should use it on Metta World Peace. And if anybody not familiar with the amnesty rule in the NBA, that means you get one person who you can get off your team and their money is off your books completely, meaning that money is free. And I think they need to use it on Metta World Peace, because he makes a nice chunk of change, and it's time to move on. All right, so that's the NBA. We move over to the NFL. All right, y'all, it's getting ready to time for the camps, getting ready to pop off. My favorite time of the summertime after the 4th of July, NFL really gets the cranking on that. So let me tell you what happened. Let me start with my hometown team, the Oakland Raiders. They are still playing Jamarcus Russell money. Incredible. I don't know who wrote his contract, but they did a damn good job. He's going to get paid $3 million this year for doing nothing, for sitting on his ass. That's some good paperwork by his agent, whoever they was, because he's still getting $3 million. Incredible. All right, in San Francisco, an arrest allegedly filed against the linebacker, Ahmad Brooks, who hit his teammate over the head with a beer bottle. He has been put on hold to a request of the prosecutors. He was reportedly close to making a decision on whether to charge file. Now, this is the love San Francisco gets from his hometown team, his hometown prosecutors. Anybody who hits somebody upside the head with a bottle at the club is going to jail and is going to be prosecuted. What you mean you have to decide whether you're going to press charges? He knocked his teammate upside the head with a bottle, busted his head wide open. That nigga should be in jail, but San Francisco, they love its stars. Their city protects its players. Joe Montana was a well-known drunk who used to find his face flat down in the concrete in San Francisco, and the San Francisco PD would pick him up and drive him home. That's a known fact. All right, we go over to Major League Base, because ain't not a lot happening in football. So we're going to hurry up and go to Major League Baseball. I'm not giving you scores. I'm about to give you all the standings. We are on July 5th. We are how many games in? We're about 80 games in, so right now let me give you who's doing what in their respective divisions. We're going to start with the American League East. Boston leads Baltimore by 4.5 games. Yankees are 6 back, and the Tampa Bay are 6.5 back of the first place Boston Red Sox with a record of 53-34 in that division. We go to the American League Central, where the Detroit Tigers have a 1.5-game lead over the Cleveland Indians, and Kansas City is in third, 5 back. Detroit leads that division with a 46-38 record. Oakland, yes, Oakland A's are on top of the AL West with a 50-36 record. They are a half game, only a half game up on the Texas Rangers. That's going to be a division to watch. It's going to be close all year. We go to the National League East, where the Atlanta Braves is on top of that division. They are 49-36, and they are up 6 games on the Washington Nationals. Go Braves. That's my squad. All right, the Pittsburgh Pirates, I like this young team. They got a lot of brothers on their team. That's one thing I like about Atlanta and Pittsburgh. They are the two baseball teams that has the most amount of Nubians on their team, so definitely keep track of them teams, y'all, if y'all don't do nothing else. Pittsburgh Pirates lead that division with a 52-32 record. They lead that division by 2 games over the St. Louis Cardinals. And in the NL East, Arizona Diamondbacks lead that division by 2.5 games over the Colorado Rockies at 2.5 games back, with the Dodgers in third at 3.5. And that's all over on that end. So we go into some news and notes of all sports. The Rams toast the rookie Tavon Austin. This is what I like to hear right now. He's not relying on some money management group to handle his money. You know who he got to handle his money? His mama. I like that. Says Rams rookie Tavon Austin mom will handle his finances. All right. Said weeks ago, we documented the financial dilemma of the rookies. Tavon Austin was dealing before he ever played a down. I don't understand what that means. Said Austin had only been in the NFL 3 weeks and already feeling the squeeze of family and friends begging him for money. Said during the interview on NFL Access, Austin said he learned a lot from the rookie symposium, and that his mother would be his the financial bad guy and help handle his finances. So he don't like saying no clearly to people. So he said, I'm giving this to my mama. My mama ain't got no problem saying no. So this is his quote. One thing I learned was just that, just make somebody else the bad man. And that is definitely going to do that as far as my money situation, he said. So that definitely will be my mother. She is definitely up for the challenge, and she is ready to pretty much tell people no. Austin admitted he won't be tight with money, but definitely wants to be fiscally efficient. He said, I definitely would help a lot of people too, you know. He said, I'm not one of those types of people who forgets where I come from and just acts like
how
I'm
better. How you
going to
help
him
motherfuckers at the same time you give somebody else the money, cause so your ass won't help motherfuckers? See, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's talking at the side of his neck right there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
He wants to keep his image.
In other words, I don't want to help my family and friends. I just want to motherfucking help some strangers.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Right. He said he needs to set up some type of foundation
where his money goes into the foundation, and then they could go out and help just any and everyone with the funds of the foundation.
Right, that's what it sounds like he's gonna probably do.
More than likely, if he ain't stupid, yeah, he should do that. If he's stupid, he's probably gonna donate it to everybody else's fucking foundations, like Al Sharpton and all the rest of the motherfuckers and Nickel and Dimes, the March for Nickel and Dimes, and all that other fucking stupid shit.
Right, he better not. He said, but definitely, there's a certain amount of times where it comes to a point where you have to say no. And she'll be the person that'll be dealing with it. So he passed it off on to his mama. Said, make sure my mama tell these niggas no. Right. That's for the family, though, right there. Hernandez right now. Let me give you a little update on the Aaron Hernandez case. One of his co-D's, or one of somebody they arrested who was with him, who looks like a straight-up criminal. I guess nobody takes a real nice-looking mugshot. Here you go. But he's already said he's willing to testify against Aaron Hernandez. And I'm sure he's the one with the serious criminal background, so I guess you would be flipping on him. Police have already said Hernandez's flop house. I mean, I don't know what a flop house is. I guess that's a spot where what you do dirt in, the flop house. is now quarterly to the Boston Herald. He has likely turned states and flipped on Hernandez. This is his homeboy. He said a sidekick of Aaron Hernandez is cooperating with authorities and what one former prosecutor called a key development in the murder case against the expatriate star, as new evidence emerged yesterday potentially tying him to the slain Odin Lloyd. Court documents obtained yesterday show that Carlos Ortiz, who authorities say was with Hernandez at the Dorsher amateur football player was when he was executed in North Altaboro on June 17, has flipped on his friend. Ortiz did confirm that he was with Aaron Hernandez on that night, State Trooper Michael Bates wrote in an affidavit filed by the Wyndham District Court. Ortiz then went on to explain that Hernandez has another address that many people don't know about. Ortiz referred to this location of the apartment as the Flop House. Okay. So I guess he's getting ready to tell all his business of what he's doing in that house and what goes on in that house. But it gets deeper, y'all. I'm not going to go into it tonight. Y'all can tune in for the first half of Surviving the Game tonight. We can go a little bit deeper because this is a whole bunch of stuff that's uncovering in this whole Aaron Hernandez, ex-football star, now murder suspect. It's getting deep, y'all. I mean, they say he paying for particular defendants' his lawyers, other ones he's leaving out. So I suppose he didn't pay for this nigga's lawyer because he's flipping on him. So there you go. All right, that's it, man. That is your Surviving the Game rap on this Friday.
Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. Hey, man, I appreciate it, Neff, man. Y'all got there. Make sure y'all check out Nefertiti Surviving the Game every Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on WGAG Radio. Also, man, I got some bad fucking news, man. Samaya, the Queen Bee show is canceled for Sunday.
Ooh.
That really fucking sucks, man. I want to cry. It's a canceled show. So, I mean, I don't know if it's canceled or canceled.
What do you mean?
So far, it's canceled because she has
canceled.
Other obligations on Sunday.
When you say cancel, do you mean just one show?
Yeah.
So, when you say cancel, do you mean just this Sunday?
Yeah,
like
this Sunday.
No,
well, see,
okay.
And it's fucked up because I was like, girl, you can't find nobody. She was like, hell no. It's like, man, ain't nobody like me on this planet, motherfucker. You know that, duh. She say all that shit. You know, ain't nobody like me on this motherfucker. You know I'm well on the goddamn kind. I can't find no goddamn body.
Right.
But, yeah, so she has other obligations that she has to do on this Sunday. So it's not,
okay,
like every Sunday. But
okay.
I hate that shit. That's, like, fucked up. It reminds me of Once Upon a Time. As soon as I got into it, like, the second week, they fucked around and had the fucking, I think it was
break.
The fucking Academy Awards or something.
Right.
I was pissed.
And they went
I was
on a
mad
2 week
as fuck.
Break.
I was like, man, I can't wait the next week. Next thing I know, I see a whole bunch of nasty white people in black dresses and shit.
Right.
Motherfucker, what happened to my damn? Thank you, Fernanda. So you know, I'm still trying to find someone to fill in, just to fill in, because she can't find anyone. She don't have anyone. But if anybody is an astrologist, you know what I'm saying, holler at me and fill in Sunday
mm-hmm.
night.
Seems like we got some hanging around. They be in chat where they be like,
man, them motherfuckers ain't shit, Neff. You know that shit. That's them bootleg motherfuckers that hang out at the corner. Them ain't real motherfuckers that go and get on talk shows and radios.
Right.
I'm saying that's them bootleg motherfuckers. They trying to sell you a little ball under cap and shit with a newspaper under it. Talking about, where the ball at?
Them three-car Molly motherfuckers. I got you.
But what's crazy is that I did have a vision, though. This is some crazy shit. I don't know if it was a dream. I don't know if I took it to sleep with me. But I swear I dreamt cosmophysics. Some nigga named Heru. Is there a nigga named Heru inside of cosmic physics? Does anybody
Ooh.
Know? Yeah, I don't need to know if there's a guy in cosmophysics in that group named Heru. I dreamt that shit today.
Mm. I don't know.
Valette said, Don, stop. She said, I Wikipedia your astrology. I can Wikipedia that shit.
She said, I tell everybody in the future, you will die. You are going to
yeah,
die.
Yeah, man, it's like fucked up. My Sunday, what the hell I'm going to do on Sunday night now?
I don't know what
some
I'm going to do.
Some bullshit. Damn. Damn, this some bullshit.
Man, what's Shy, man? Shy know that shit. She the North know. What the fuck?
Huh?
Where's Shy at, man? Shy
I don't
do
know, man. I don't think Batman works without Robin, and Robin works without Batman.
Okay.
Crime fighters fight crime together, I guess.
I guess so.
Batman gave up. He was like, Robin, I'm giving it to you. Robin said, I ain't finna do that shit without you. So I don't know. I'm a little hurt, though, man. I'm like, damn, man. What the fuck I'm gonna do with my Sundays, man? Damn. There's a bullshit. I'm going to have to buy alcohol on Saturday then. So I can drink all Sunday. I'm just going to get drunk. Fuck it.
What?
Go up. Yeah, I'm fucking depressed now.
Nah.
All right. For real. Oh. Can I show y'all something real quick, man? I haven't seen it yet, but I know this shit got to be fucking funny as hell, right? This is a 4-minute video. And the woman is 101 years old. And the news reporter comes and interview her. This was, I think this was yesterday. I think her birthday might have been July 3rd or July 4th. So she turned 100 years old, right? I don't know if y'all seen this shit. But I got to share this shit with y'all. Normally, I don't do no funny shit like this. But I just got to share this. I got to. If I don't do this shit, I ain't black. Goddamn it. She's 101 years old. And they sent the black reporter to her house. And they I hope this video is clear as fuck, though, but click on the link. I'm going to play it. For those that's on the call lines listening or check out the archives a little bit later, just go to YouTube and type in 100-year-old great-grandmother talks dicks with reporters.
Talks dicks?
Yes, Nev, yes. She talks dick with reporter, man. She got all the great-grandbabies and shit and on the couch and shit, man, around and shit. You gotta fucking love it. All right, here we go. Let me play it. This give you your Friday laugh.
That's right.
How your dick hanging?
Woo! She said, how your dick hanging? That's the first thing she said when this shit started. Did you hear that? How your dick hanging?
Right.
Ah, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
ask you one more question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So hopefully keep it PG. So what does it mean to you to make it to 100?
Did you hear him now?
What'd she say? One dick. What'd she say?
He said, what does it mean to you to make it to 100? She said, one dick. You got to see the whole background of the house, man. This is this is some real shit right here, nigga.
That's what I'm cracking up off of. The daughter got the cigarette in the back of the in the background. She got a cigarette. She cracking up.
The children sitting on the couch and shit, man.
Right.
They are crazy about her. This is the great grandmother. They get to see their great grandmother, man. I know why she's still why she made it to 100. You can tell. You can tell how she made it to 100. You can just look at the atmosphere. You can tell the type of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she made it to 100, man. Some other shit. And
right.
She an Anunnaki. Because once you reach 80, you automatically become an Anunnaki. So it's like nothing really, you know, it's not like you have to pretend no more.
Oh, yeah.
You're not, like, if you've been pretending your whole life, by the time you reach 80, you at that point where you just don't give a fuck. You don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean like you want to die, but you no longer is a pretender.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know how grandmamas be trying to pretend that they shit don't stink.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, by the time, like, when my grandmama hit that 80 mark, man, she was like the coolest bitch on the planet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At that point, me and her was able to just vibe. We was able to kick it. We was drinking. We was dancing. She liked champagne. Like, it was a little bit different. I could cuss around and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when she hit 80, I couldn't wait. I was like, watch, I know grandmama done changed. I know Madea done changed. I'm like, Madea, man, guess what the fuck happened to me today? What? See, I knew I could cuss around her at that point because I said she done switched into that Anunnaki shit.
Mm-hmm.
She got that Anunnaki flow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because at that point, because back in the day, she'd be like, you better watch your mouth. You don't be disrespecting me cussing. But now, man, 80, man, I was like, what's up, grandmama? Man, I'm tired as fuck, grandma, man. They got them kids getting on my goddamn nerve, my dear.
Right.
Them kids getting on your nerve, beat them. Beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit changed like a motherfucker when
right.
they hit 80. They on a whole nother fucking level. They see the world for really what the fuck it is. They no longer, you know what I'm saying? They don't get involved in your business. They some gangster motherfuckers. They Anunnakis, though.
Yeah, that's what my sister told me about my grandmother. She made 79, but she was like, man, I found out something about grandmama. She said she took both of her grandmamas out to lunch, the one we share, she made 79. She was like, grandmama is just crazy. She was talking, just cussing like that motherfucker and all that. I've never heard my grandmama talk like that. So I was like, damn, I got to
kick that's 80 in right knowledge. When
right.
79, that's 80 in right knowledge. Right.
Right.
Knowledge really is a year older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that makes her 80. Huh?
So I got to hang out with my grandmother. Sure.
Yeah, man, you can get everything from, especially if they got their right mind, and this old lady here do too. Let's finish it real quick.
Okay.
I just want to continue enjoying this. Oh, so cute.
We'll talk about the dick later.
But tell him, what it means to be 100 years old. Yeah. What it means to me, 100 years old, I can get 100 dicks.
Oh.
I know that's right. What it means to be 100 years old, for me to get 100 dicks, that's what it means to be 100 years old. This is beautiful.
The daughter is like, come on, mama, we can talk about
this
later.
All of a sudden now they want to tell her, be for real now, mama, act like you got some sense now. They all laughing and shit in the very beginning and shit. Now they want to act like they got some decorum.
Right.
There's some funny ass shit here, man. They sent the right nigga in the house, man. Here we go.
You raised us to really be good people, to go out and help people, and be the best we could be.
So
yeah.
Why are you
and we
that?
Wasn't. You didn't tell us nothing about this.
I'm talking about a big dick. I don't want no little dick. After all that's
said a girl trying to fucking help. She's
right.
trying to be political and shit. Bomb. You taught us how to be good, decent people and help people.
Right.
That's what you ain't talking to. You ain't talking about no dick. I ain't talking about no little dick. That's why. And I fucking talk to all about big dicks.
Right.
Okay. We almost finished. For those that find this shit is disgusting, please unscrew your fucking head off your neck and put it on the fucking table.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. If you do this nice, we'll work on you a little bit. Okay? All right. Now, do you want to know about how you feel? You're 100 years old, and you know, so don't tell them nothing about no dick.
Yeah.
None of that. Tell them about that other stuff that, you know, the night you raised up on.
I need this.
Okay?
Good stuff, and you
dick. Just tell us all about the good stuff. Grandma said the good stuff is the dick. God damn it! This is too much, God damn it. This is too much. Oh, wait.
I wanted to try and tell us everything that happened.
My bad.
He ain't bearing off that dick.
Oh, my God. That shit is incredible. All right, let's finish.
Mama, when I tell you God, you blessed by God, ain't you?
Oh, yeah.
Video.
I'm blessed by Nick.
Did you hear that shit? Savannah, get the phone, honey. All right, that's it.
She said, you blessed by
like,
the
Mama,
dick.
She was like, Mama, ain't you blessed by God? She said, oh, yeah, I'm blessed by Nick. God damn it. Love it. God damn, you gotta love this shit. God damn, I can barely breathe.
I got her saying something good.
Okay.
So we're good. I was trying to get more, but we're good.
You sure you don't want to give up a little more, Mom? How you feel about us?
I feel better when I get a good dick.
Oh! I can't believe this shit. You hear shit. Please tell me y'all hear this shit. Tell me, I hear this shit. Say, Mama, how you feel about us? I feel better if I get me some dick.
Right.
God damn, this is a classic. This is a classic, God damn it. This is a classic.
All right, here we go.
Hey, she's on the mission. She's 100.
Yeah, and I ain't telling her nothing. I ain't telling her nothing.
All right, okay.
How big is yours? Grandma,
asked how big was the nigga's dick, the reporter's dick. Said, how big is yours? Y'all got to see this shit. You got to fucking love this shit. God damn it, I see myself, yeah, for real, real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is straight up me. That's why I'm laughing at this shit.
The reporter was good on that one. He was just laughing. He was enjoying it his damn self. Was he younger too? I thought he was gonna pull out his dick for a minute when
he
stood up.
He was gonna lose his damn job if he kept laughing. God damn, in fucking incredible, man. 100-year-old great grandmother talks dick to the reporter. You gotta love it. Let me bring in Fireliners. I need a mic check. Let me get a mic check from you first, Fireliners.
Hey, Dawn, that shit was funny.
Man, that shit is incredible. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. Did you get the link?
Of course not. I'm too busy.
Great day, Fireliners. How you doing?
Well, happy Mama's Day, Nell. Oh. I feel so fucking left out. Okay.
I thought you knew, Fireliners.
Me too. I thought you knew.
You have been saying this for the last week, Dawn. I really thought you was just fucking with Nell. And so I just played along with the game. And now I'm feeling like a fool, you know what I mean? Because I'm making fun of Neff and shit, telling her shit that you should take this and you should drink.
Right. I thought you were serious. You was like, hey, Mama
Neff.
I
thought she did.
Like,
yeah, me too, when she was like, hey, Mama Neff.
Right.
Yeah. Neff got a bun in the oven. Her and D been doing the booty.
Congratulations, Nefertiti. I'm so happy for you.
I appreciate that. Is it her and D been doing the booty?
Hun D been doing the grown folks.
I see. But, you know, Neff can give us instructions on how you do it, so she's quite proficient at it.
Ooh. How you do what, Fireline?
Remember the day never mind.
I know what she's talking about. I was talking about the abs.
Never mind.
Oh, she's talking about the climax conversation.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Neff was very vivid in the climax. Y'all be missing shit on the after party. Some motherfuckers be coming in the after party, we just quiet as fuck. We wait till y'all leave. Nobody types, nobody say shit. And then we just get back on this motherfucker. Okay, that shit was crazy, though, Neff. He was very vivid. I mean, I can't believe Neff really is explaining this shit.
For real. You know Neff is literal.
I didn't think that Neff was going to be able to literally walk us through that shit, you know, because, you know, Neff don't walk us through a lot of shit now, you know what I'm saying, but Neff made it vivid, like you saw the ding-a-ling, you saw the cootie-wooty, you saw it going, I mean, Neff was very fucking vivid that day, and I was like, what the hell?
She did it like textbook.
Man... That was straight porn. Neff gave us talk porn.
Talk porn.
On fucking orgasms, man. It's like... Oh. Anyway.
You got a call.
Oh, okay. Jack eBay, give me a mic check. Thank you, Neff.
Mm-hmm. You trying to change.
Hold on, Don.
I know. That's what Neff always do. She be wanting to change.
Yeah.
What's good with you, Jack? How you doing today?
Just hadn't heard your voice in a couple of days, and... needed my Don fix.
Oh, okay. Why you push one then? Do you talk back to the crack
one.
Rock every time you get a hit?
I didn't push one. That's why I'm like, hell, what you give me a mic check for?
Oh,
I think
okay.
You wanted
good.
To hear my voice. That's what it was.
No, I really didn't. But I'm just, you know, checking on everybody who pushed one. That's all. I'm glad you really didn't mean to push one. Thank God. Which means you ain't got shit to say. That's a blessing.
That's up, Don.
Huh?
You always treat me bad.
Well, I'm a black woman, man. It's the way the white man made me. It ain't my fault, man. White man did this to me. So, y'all.
Okay.
I'm
well,
glad
mute
it was
myself.
White man's fault. Huh?
I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. All right.
Leave
you
my mic
your voice.
Open. I might have...
Nah, nigga, I'm muting it. I'm just kidding. Say what? Say what, Jack? Keep your mic open. You might have something to say. All right, your mic's open. Just mute your background. Anyway, man, I got to give a special shout-out, though, to everybody that's in the after party. Also in the VIP chat room, I see you, man. Antichrist, Balat, Blatant Injustice, Charmaine is in the building. Fireliners, of course. All the guests tuning in, I Beat It, I Am, John Slim. Nefibra is in the building, too. J1, all the guests was having with you. Jay Illa, Doc Mechanic, I Beat It, I Am, Sakim, Nanya, Solar Flat Ears, everybody in this thing, man, all the callers, man. I want to tell you, though, before my show ends, of course, that y'all make sure y'all have a strong beginning and not a weekend. You figure this? Y'all be safe. Shout out to the 100-year-old grandmama, too, man. That was incredible. I just fucking enjoyed that shit. That's me all day. I know that's me all day. That's probably how my mama gonna be too. That's how my mama gonna be.
I can see that.
You can tell she didn't give a fuck. They was like, Mom, you gonna be on TV. She was like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Dick, 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 dick. Now get that shit out of my face. She don't give a fuck about that shit. Only time you make the fucking news when you old. Get the hell out of here with that shit. And they're right, Fireliners. That's one thing about these sick fucks. Anybody got a birthday? Anybody coming up to what will be 100? Yeah, old lady down there on South Avenue. Get the camera out. Like, come on, man. Just not going to invade in motherfucking space and shit. With that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell she off the chain, though, ain't she?
Big time. Big time.
Man, it's gonna break. It's gonna break everybody's heart when she make her transition. Everybody's gonna have a fit. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That whole family's gonna be torn.
She got some daughters. You can see her daughters care for, love her deeply. They was just mama, mama.
Great grandbabies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be torn, man. That shit's going to tear up the whole family, man. You can tell that she's the center, too.
Yeah.
She's the center. You can see it. Ain't that right, Five Linus?
Mm. Oh, yeah. You can tell because her great-grandchildren, they all sitting there just looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just tell. It's a lot of love there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They together, too, ain't they? They tight, too. That's a family you ain't going to be able to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
They super tight. That's beautiful, though.
I love that the daughters had their rings on and shit. Another one was smoking her cig in the back. I'm like, our family
with
used to be
with
like
the reporter
that
telling mama that we should have some decorum, and this bitch smoking a cigarette in the house. Oh, my God. You got to love it, man. You got to love it. They tried to, and it was crazy, too, because we've seen those reports that happened with Five Lives about when they cover the news reporter go to the old people's house and shit. And you seen how it just be boring as fuck, don't it? They be like, so tell us about, you got any tips or any wisdom you would like to share? Yeah, just take care of yourself and live long and keep Jesus Christ. You know, shit like that, them little old motherfuckers. Shit be boring as fuck, right?
Yeah.
You say, Mama, don't you love God? Don't you love God? Haven't God blessed you? Shit, Dick bless me. You gotta fucking love that shit. Hey, man, goddamn it.
How big is your dick?
How's it hanging?
Right.
Oh,
that's
my
the first
God.
Thing she said, right? Five lines, how's it hanging?
How
your dick hanging, honey?
Oh, man.
Classic. All right, let's get into my girl, Paula Abdul. Paula Dean. I need the link one more time. Can you set the stage for me, Five Lines, because I haven't seen it. So can you set the stage for us and tell us what we're about to look at?
Okay, Paula Dean won some kind of award last year. This is 2012, before the court hearing that she just received all the controversy for.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in New York to receive some kind of cooking award. And so this interviewer is talking to her, and somehow the conversation goes towards the relationship between whites and blacks. And Paula Dean has a moment of temporary insanity where she tells the truth.
Mm. So
and
temporary insanity is when you tell the truth?
That's
then
right.
I got that, then I got fucking long-term insanity.
For white people, when they tell the truth, it's a moment of temporary insanity. She actually, you can see her go back in time if you watch her. And she starts talking about this situation where her great-great-grandfather had a plantation as if she was living in that fucking time.
Okay. Y'all ready? Let's hear it. How soon do they get into that? I know it's a two-minute video, so we just go from the beginning, right?
This video hits it right now. It's not
okay.
Preemptive. Video. It's right at the clip where she asked her the definitive question.
All right, here we go, y'all. It's on the New York Times site for those that are, well, the link is in the chat room. All right, here we go.
The pride about the South that you can articulate, and how do you place the racism and the slavery within that?
I do. You know, and it's funny. I feel like the South is almost less prejudiced because black folks played such an integral part in our lives. They were like our family. And we didn't see ourselves as being prejudiced.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that's how is it now? Do you feel, how do you feel race relations are in the South these days?
Well, I think they're pretty good. I think they're good, but you know, it will take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It will take a long, long time to, but to completely be gone, if it'll ever be gone, who knows?
Right.
I think we're all prejudiced against one something or another, and I think black people feel the same prejudice, you know, that that white people feel. But I have a young man in my life, and his name is Hollis Johnson, and he's black
Hollis
as that
is
board.
Here, isn't he here?
Stand up, Hollis.
Hollis, here. Hi,
Hollis.
Hi,
Hollis.
Wait a minute. She said he's black as that board. This is a fucking shit.
That's
this
what
is
that
some shit here, man. Wait a minute. Lord Jesus, let's see what he look like.
We can't see you standing against that dark mold.
Welcome to New York City.
Welcome to the South.
Hi, Hollis.
But, you know, I tell people, this is my son by another father.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this young man. I would travel to hell with him, and I know I can trust him with my life, and color ain't got nothing to do with it. It's all about what's in here.
Hollis. Thank you.
I gotta love it.
Hold on, Dom. That's the wrong clip.
That was a good clip, because I was about to say, well, wait a minute. Fine lighters, I find no fault in the white lighter.
Okay, go
I
ahead,
even like
the
little black as the board. She said, come away from that board. I can't see you because you standing next to it. Can't tell you from the blackboard. I see why my mama like Paula D. I didn't know the bitch existed until y'all about to hold me, though. But my mama always was like, I love you, so Paula D, girl. You got to fucking listen to Paula. You got to watch Paula D. My mama ain't been watching no white bitch. Now I know why she watch her ass, man. Now I see why she got a fucking, had a cooking show and shit like that. I can imagine what the fuck that shit is like. I can imagine her cooking show, man. I just can imagine now. Yeah, I like her. I know you don't like her, too. You can't stand her because she hired your whole family down there in Savannah, didn't she?
I used to watch
her. Oh, your whole family
working
on her plantation, don't you? Oh, you love Paula? Yeah, give us the one, Five Lines. Give us that one. Five Lines made a mistake and gave us good publicity. Gave Paula good publicity on the... Five Lines fucked up and gave Paula good publicity on Real Nigga Radio, goddamn. All
that
right, here
was
we go.
Paula the first time, Don, talking about it don't matter about color. That was her? Was that her or was that somebody else?
I don't
no, know. That's her. But here's the other one, Don. I found the other one. I got so many of these.
Okay, because this is the same interview now on New York Times, so here we go. This is on YouTube if y'all want the negative one. Paula Deen allegedly makes racist why they say allegedly if a bitch did? I hate them. They just use allegedly all over the place, don't they?
Political
yeah, they
correctness.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
I mean, if you hear a bitch say that shit, she said it.
She said it.
Anyway, all right, here we go. So it's on YouTube. Just type in Paula Deen allegedly makes racist comments for those that want to see it. Here we go. Hold on.
My great-grandfather was so devastated. The war was over. He had lost his son. He had lost the war. And he didn't know how to deal with life with no one to help operate his plantation. You know, there was 30-something people on his books, and the next year's census I go to find, and there's like zero. Between the death of his son and losing all the workers, he went out, I'm sure, into the barn, and he shot himself because he couldn't deal with those kind of changes. And they were terrific changes.
Right.
I feel like the South is almost less prejudiced because black folks played such an integral part.
Okay, that's where you want me to stop at, right?
Don't you hear the violins in the background, Donald?
I can hear the violins.
Let us all sing Dixie. Look away, Dixie.
I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. But I guess he was supposed to feel sorry for her grandfather.
Who?
Yes.
But she said it was such a terrific change. She should have said horrific.
Did she say terrific?
She says terrific. I think she might want to say horrific.
Right.
But.
Her lazy-ass grandfather didn't know how to run his business. His life had changed.
He went from 30 workers down to zero on the next year when the census came out. He had none. Who fucking who? Them niggas ran. That motherfucker was horrible. So anyway.
You saying that he was a horrible master?
Yeah.
What white man is a good master?
Well, we got to look at the ones who did come through and say, niggas, look, here's what you do. If you stay here, I will pay you to work on my farm. And therefore, you will become indebted to me for the rest of your fucking life because I'm going to push you back into slavery. You just ain't going to know it. So that was another group. But unfortunately for the Dean family, because this bitch was on that show, Who Do You Think You Are? You remember where they were doing the ancestors, and they took that show off of, I think it was ABC. And now it's going to be starting again the end of this month on TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were going back into these crackers' background and finding out that they were indentured, so that their ancestors were indentured servants and shit.
Were slaves.
Yeah. And so that was a little bit too real for the network TV.
Right. Yeah, they were Slavics.
Yep.
And those are things as indentured servants.
They
were slaves.
They all believed that their family, you know, came over in the potato drought and shit. They didn't understand that their family came over here as slaves. And they were throwing that up on the wall for them to see.
Yeah, they've been lied to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been lied to. And it hurt their feelings to find out that they were actually the slaves.
That's right. And Slavic. So when they did her story, she has said in so many interviews, went from welfare to riches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she was on welfare after her husband left her with these kids.
Right.
And because the bitch was on welfare, she was surrounded by niggas who taught her how to fucking cook so that they could survive. And so being the white opportunist that she is, she took to turn that into a business. She didn't know that her great-great-grandfather was a fucking plantation owner. She found that out on the show.
Okay. Balat says, that is why so many want to go back to slavery. Oh, yeah, Neff.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell them what that white man said, Boo, about slavery. What that white man said.
Yes, let me pull that up. The new president, because, you know, they kicked out Wayne Lafayette or whatever his name was, who was the head of the NRA. So they went to go get them a new one. So they got to spice up their shit because this new dude, his name is, this is the guy named NRA President Jim Porter. his quote is, it's only a matter of time before we can own colored people again. This is what he said. This is what he said. So he made, right, Right, he made this comment, right? He was talking about the Civil War, right? And he called it War of Northern Aggression. Now, this goes back, this is all to do with, the you know, President Obama and Eric Holder and all these niggas who hold these positions.
Get to that part.
Right, so this is what he said. This is what he said. Somebody said, well, can you clarify what you said? He said, I don't have to clarify. He said, y'all know darn well what I mean. He said, in fact, the only matter of time before we can own colored people again. They sure as hell won't be our leaders. It's outright embarrassing. The war of Northern aggression made it all possible. And you best know I ain't going to, it's all going to change back. He said, I'll be on the front lines making sure it happens. I don't want any of my grandkids growing up in the order, taking orders from a black colored man. He said, it's our God-given right to keep them as our property and keep them in line.
One more time, just in case niggas missed it. Do it again now. One more time. What the fuck did the president of the NRA, National Rifle Association, say?
Right. This is what he said. And let me put this on record. And it's conservative niggas, like, some people we know who have blog talk shows, we're not going to give them a shout out, swear the NRA was created to protect niggas from the KKK. They swear by this shit. You know what I'm saying, Fire? It's niggas who really believe that. But this is what the new president of NRA said. He said, people ask him for clarification. He said, I don't have to clarify. He said, you know darn well what I mean. He said, in fact, it's only a matter of time before we can own colored people again. They sure in the hell won't be our leaders. It's outright embarrassing. The war of Northern aggression made it all possible. And you best know, it's all going to change back. You know why? Because I'll be on the front lines making sure it happens. I don't want my grandkids growing up in orders, taking orders from colored men. He said, it's a God-given right to keep them as our property and keep them niggas in line.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Come on in, 334. Give me a mic check. 334-618. Going once.
White folks is losing their mind.
Don't you love it when they tell the truth?
Yeah, losing their mind.
Love it.
He said the war of aggression made it all possible.
Northern aggression. The war of Northern aggression.
Right.
Oh, my God. And niggas think them motherfuckers is they friend.
Yep.
Oh.
You got tote card-carrying members of the NRA. It's like, they don't like you. Little girl don't like you. None of them ever liked you. And they swear, I mean, I just seen the NRA had a whole bunch of niggas speaking on behalf of them. And this was before this man made this comment.
What the niggas were saying?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can find it, but they was like basically saying the NRA was to help niggas with their Second Right Amendments.
Yeah, they believe that the NRA's principal goal mm-hmm. is to maintain the Second Amendment, and that's what they're stuck on. They don't understand that the NRA is an offshoot of the KKK. They don't get that.
Right. They swear it was an organization put for, you know, newly freed slaves can bear arms and protect themselves from Klansmen. And I'm like, no, it's nowhere in their paperwork that says that. And those niggas will swear by it. But, you know, you can.
So what do you say, Neff? It's just a matter of time before they go back to owning black people as property?
Yeah.
What they say now?
He said it's only a matter of time. He said,
yeah.
And he said, you best know it's all going to change back. It's all of it's going to go back.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all think that's possible?
Do I
Don,
think
that's how ties into what we was talking about on the Wednesday night show and these white people with their rules and regulations for women. You see, they know they're fucking losing. They're getting desperate. It is so multi-level. But if you look at the big picture is these white people in this country, whether North or South, because you got as many of them in the North as you do in the South. They just more undercover, are in fear. And when people are in fear, they act irrationally. But when they act irrationally, they tell you what they really think. They're no longer politically correct.
So, Nev, where was he saying this at? Was it in the interview, Nev?
Yeah, he said this. He said this.
This motherfucker said it in an interview.
Yeah, found himself. This was said off the. He said it in a speech.
Wow.
This was in a speech of NRA members. He made this speech.
So why did they ask him then? Who asked him? Could he clarify that shit?
For clarification. I don't know. I'm looking at it. Senior International. He said he found himself in a bit of hot water. No long ago, he made his feelings about the Civil War known when he referred to it as a war on Northern aggression.
Now, Fireline, what the hell is Northern aggression?
According to the Confederacy, they only withdrew from the Union because of the Dragonian laws that Washington, D.C. was putting on them.
Mm.
And that had to do with commerce. It didn't have anything to do with niggas. Niggas didn't come into the picture. So it had to do with commerce. And so they were stopping them from making money because they wanted, the industrial North wanted to control the agricultural South. And that's why they started seceding from the Union and forming their own union. They said, "Fuck you, we don't need you. We are the agricultural base. So you can't live without our fucking food. We don't give a shit about your industry." So the Southern states started seceding, and then Abraham Lincoln said, "You cannot secede from the Union. And if you do, we will send troops into the South." Now, at that point, the majority of people who were going to West Point were Southerners. So that's why you see all these Southern generals who left West Point to go down to the South to fight the North. I mean, this shit was deep. 600,000 crackers died in the Civil War.
Yeah, they still ain't got over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They was killing each other.
They
killing their uncles,
other.
Brothers, nephews, brothers-in-law, son-in-law, daddy.
Right.
All that shit. 847-877, give me a mic check.
How you doing?
Hey, good, and yourself?
I'm working it out. I wonder what the sister just read. I want to go ahead and see where I can find that post about this Jim Porter guy. I want to check in more about this guy.
Yeah, I got this from freewoodpost.com. He said this as his speech as becoming the new president of the NRA. This is how it went. This is his quotes. He said, "I'm very proud to be taking the lead here in the NRA. We need to really buckle down and strap on our best arguments to defend what is our God-given rights. No more northern folk trying to take away what is rightfully ours. I will not stand by and let liberal elitists try to ruin what made this country great. Typically a liberal of, you know, a different breed." And that's when he was asked for
clarification. He's talking about Obama.
Right, that's when he went into clarification. Somebody asked him, "Can you clarify what you meant?" And that's when he went to the, you know, I don't have to clarify.
He said typically a liberal of a different breed.
Right.
They should have been satisfied with Bush, man. That's the problem with them crackers, man. They got mad at Bush, and now they
fucking pissed off that, you know, they ain't got no
right.
Bush in the fucking office. That's what the fuck happens.
Right.
It was
but
pissed off at Bush. They should have put their own people in place. But, you know, like, this is what the fuck happens, man. This is what the
right.
fuck happens.
You see, with their
rack
up,
so
Bush.
They was okay with Bush until they started to fall into that Bush fucked up shit. But what's worse, Bush fucking up money or
mm-hmm.
Obama taking away your gun rights?
See,
because I got to
like,
tell you, man, a cracker loves his guns. He call it a she. He calls it a she.
Right.
Yeah, they love their fucking guns. So, you know, like, you know, I guess, you know, you could fuck it. They don't even give a fuck. You know, these motherfuckers don't even give a fuck about faggotry and welfare. They like, nigga, what? They talking about us. Guns. What? You know what I'm saying? They
right.
take away welfare. Them crackers don't give a fuck about no goddamn welfare. And they know their people are on it.
Right.
Oh,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
They
talk about fucking
guns.
Gay marriage. They don't give a fuck about gay marriage. They know their people are gay. But
that's right.
Obama talking about some goddamn gun control.
Right.
Gun law.
Right,
all of them wake up.
Right.
They already didn't like the nigger, but now they got a real reason not to like the nigger.
Hey. Hey, him and Eric Holder.
Because they call that, look, homeboy call it their, his God-given right. When does it show that in the Bible, that God saying you have the right to goddamn carry a gun? That's
right.
Where
right.
the fuck is that shit at in the Ten Commandments, motherfucker, or the 613 Commandments? Nowhere in that motherfucker say that shit. So, goddamn, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, Don, they understand that their power came through until they had the Iron Age, they had no power. Their power came through in the Iron Age. That was a transition for Europeans. And so they understand that without iron, they cannot control, and that's their gun. They don't have swords anymore, but they have guns.
Right. That's where all your cannons and guns came about, right?
That's right. No,
man, they need
their
gun, man. They love that motherfucker. Shit.
They wouldn't have came out the goddamn caves without iron.
So let's go back now to my part when he said they're going to own niggas and
right.
color should be property.
Right.
Oh, God. Y'all niggas, man, this shit is goddamn. Hey, do you think it's going to happen now?
Well, shit. I'm like stuck a little bit only because only thing it takes is a couple of the Supreme Court justices to make a couple of major rulings. That could be the tipping
okay,
point.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So what do you
think
Thomas, what's that nigga named Thomas Jefferson? Clarence Thomas? What do you think that nigga going to do?
Yeah.
What do you think that nigga going to vote on? You think he going to say nay or yay?
He would say nay.
He's with them.
He's their boy. He's one of their boys.
As far
know?
As slavery, as far as, you know, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Right, he's
possession of a nigga.
He's their Frederick Douglass.
That affirmative action destroyed his life, okay? Clarence Thomas.
He said affirmative action destroyed his life.
That's right.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
Like, he couldn't get a job.
He is not for anything that has to do with
what
the...
What do you mean he couldn't get a job?
Pro-black people. Yes, he said he could not get
a
job.
Wait a minute. Slow it down for a minute. What does it mean, affirmative action destroyed my life? What does he mean by that? What does he say in Firelines?
Okay, I'm going to paraphrase what he said. After I graduated from Harvard Law School, I should have been able to move on with my career, but because of affirmative action, it hampered me from getting the positions that I wanted.
Right.
So
now, did
he
say this after he was a judge or before he became a judge?
He said it in a book. He wrote a book about 3 years ago, and he said it in his book.
And what
so
does he mean by that?
That lesser niggas got jobs instead of him. Less intelligent black people were put in positions.
He was a victim.
Oh, okay, because he was a Harvard graduate, and they ended up putting just any type of nigga in his place.
Yeah.
Right.
And his and jobs that he wanted, and he had the qualification for it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. I see now. I can see what he's saying. That's like a woman that said to me one time, she was the best woman for my nigga.
Right.
But I'm an unintelligent bitch and I got the fucking man.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know the wife do this. My educated ass didn't read the book on how to be a wife and shit. This bitch did. Spent the whole
right.
life. Being educated on it, and my goddamn illiterate ass snatched that motherfucker up.
Right.
I get it.
Right. That's a great analogy. Exactly.
I get it now, goddamn it. Well, that's what happens, goddamn it. Everything ain't for you. Hey, but he became a Supreme Court judge, goddamn it.
And a Monsanto's lawyer. So he
and a Monsanto's
shit.
Lawyer.
Right.
Praise
he,
God.
And
before he was the Supreme Court judge, he was the head, the director of OSHA. Was it
OSHA?
OSHA
too? God damn.
He was the director of EEOC. No, it was the EEOC. This motherfucker who hates black people was the director of the EEOC.
Mm-hmm.
So what's worse, Dan Firelinus? What's worse, a Caucasian to hate black people or a nigga that hates black people?
It always a nigga that hates black people.
Okay.
Uncle Ruckus ass nigga.
Speaking of Uncle Ruckus, man, Isis got an Uncle Ruckus. She said she was gonna have him call into the show.
Oh.
I don't know if his real name is Uncle Ruckus and he doesn't have the personality of the Uncle Ruckus that we know, but it'd be good if he had the personality of the Uncle Ruckus we know and not just the name Uncle Ruckus.
Right.
Because that'd be great, because I love to hear shit like that. I don't know, shit just be fucking comical to me. Okay, so so what's worse is a black death Negro. Nigga that hate niggas.
Right.
Now, that's
because
racist.
He's always
that's
gonna
what,
put his
isn't that what racism really
neck.
Is?
Yeah. He's always
when you hate your own race.
You ain't getting nowhere because he's protecting his shit. And that's all that matters to him is his own position. He's anti-woman. He's anti. You know, because you got to remember, he's a fucking pervert.
What did you say? She found his pubic hair on her Coca-Cola. I'll never forget that shit.
They were really trying to get his ass. They don't even make sense.
I'm like, what did he rub his dick on his drink?
To the women who worked in his office.
Because he was taught by that sick-ass white man. That's why.
That's right.
Yeah,
because exactly.
only a sick nigga do sick shit that white men do. White men sick.
That's
white
right.
men tread softly. You sick.
Right.
All
right,
so going back to my little slavery shit, man. So now, go back to your answer. Were you not sure at with the Supreme Court?
Now, I don't know. Maybe Fire can answer this. Did they rule on the Voting Rights Act, Fireline? Did the Supreme Court rule on that?
No, they bounced it back to Texas.
Okay, they bounced it back to the states.
That's correct.
See, and I never understood why that was never made like a straight law. Like they have to renew the Civil Rights Voting Act every how many years do they have to renew it, Fire?
Every 25 years.
Right.
They gave themselves a out.
Exactly.
So at any time if they decide you niggas don't need to be able to have a vote anymore, they can say that is no longer viable. And that's what the Supreme Court said. Look, niggas. There was a time when the South made it difficult for you to be able to vote by giving literacy tests and making niggas come in and guess how many marbles was in a bowl. That time doesn't exist anymore, and so therefore you do not need these special compensations. So therefore we will let the states decide whether or not they're going to make you have to get IDs and bring in birth certificates, etc.
Oh, niggas gonna jump over the damn moon for all that just to vote. Oh,
I don't
niggas
know,
gonna
don't
jump over the moon. They're gonna do whatever the fuck it takes.
You think so?
I know niggas, man. Niggas do everything. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to fucking say, well, fuck you, I don't want to vote. They're going to be like, what all you got to do? Okay, you got to jump over the moon? Okay, we'll jump over the moon to vote. That's niggas for you. They just need to revoke niggas, period, from voting. Niggas should not be allowed to vote. They need to just take away niggas' rights. So then nigga will wake up. Nigga man and nigga bitch will not wake up if they believe that they have rights. And they think that rights are, what they call it, their God-given ability. No, the fuck is not. Even that ain't in the goddamn Bible.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? If I give you the right to go in my kitchen, I can still give you the right to get the fuck out of my house.
I agree.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, right. They just need to, you know, but niggas are going to jump over the moon for whatever the fuck they, because mind you, remember now, we're talking about a serious fucking spell that's been passed down from nigga to nigga since the goddamn 50s. So it'd be like niggas our age, Neff, saying, why do you mean you're not registered to vote? After what all
that.
Our people had to go through?
I get it a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
In other words, they are willing to go through that shit again. They'll be willing to jump over the moon. I think people only with the goddamn black people only with a master's degree should vote.
Because, like, it's like we used to this whole voting
because
thing.
Because them motherfuckers might be a little bit more smarter than a motherfucker on welfare and a stripper that just like Obama because he's cute.
Right.
That scare me. You like this nigga because he cute. He's just sexy, and that's why you voted for him. That scare me.
I hear you, Don.
I think niggas with a master's degree should only be allowed to vote.
I hear you,
that means
Don.
They took the time out to learn and pass and study and woot, woot, woot. Yeah, that's just me. I'm running for Congress. I got to fucking change the way niggas think.
I mean, I understand that because I remember they go talk to some of these people that voted and they would just ask them the simplest shit and these people had no clue.
No
so,
fucking clue. They know nothing about politics. They don't fucking read none of the executive decisions.
Right.
Motherfuckers like Brother Sin, bitch ass. This motherfucker don't even tune in to goddamn hot damn politics because he call it boring. So just imagine 99.9% of Brother Sin's out there. And here you have a whole bunch of dumb fucks that just being under a hypnotic spell going to vote because the way that they glamorized Obama was that he a cute nigga and he can sing goddamn Al Green music and play basketball.
Just
as cute as he fucking want to be and black lips and shit.
Right.
That's that shit right there. Meanwhile, nobody understands that every fucking day their life is at stake because they are ignorant of federal government.
Right.
They are completely fucking ignorant.
And state laws. That's the thing to me that, like, I don't vote on a national level, but some of the local shit that I know is directly going to affect my living situation, I'll put thought to, you know, because I think that's the thing that they're trying to switch up that'll make it tougher on the national levels to niggas to have any say so. Because if niggas on the local level say if they make it hard for them to get into office, right? If they try to like blank out everybody, you can't vote and shit like that. That means particular people won't get, especially Nubians won't get into office because they're always doing shit like changing.
Man, look at the Nubians that's in office, man.
I agree. I can't disagree with that.
I mean, come on, man. That's like giving a basketball player $1 million contract.
I can't disagree with you on that one. But it's like the way they've changed shit, like how they can change
this motherfucking mayor of Atlanta, this nigga mayor of Atlanta is going to fucking finance Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri concert, boo. This is what these niggas do. This is what they do with the city money. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, think about this shit. Now, think about what a nigga do when he become goddamn mayor and shit. Think about shit like that.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. How many times we done seen this nigga, your fucking Obama is in love with the goddamn Miss Universe of goddamn Israel, and he only goes there just to sit in front
front of the bitch for a minute and eat and have dinner with the hoe. This what? This that bullshit. This that nigga shit.
Right. So
I want white people back in office.
I don't say so. What do you think is gonna come about when they all when all of them get back in office and they go 1950s all over again? Tell me what you see.
That's because it'll wake niggas up. Niggas, it's already
1950s. You think niggas will
wake up? I don't think motherfuckers understand it or not. It's already 1950s. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what it is. It's back at that little point of that northern shit that homeboy said.
Northern
aggression. And that fire line that said that the nigga was like, that the master be like, you know what I'm saying, you can leave or you can still work here and I'll just pay you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the, this is still going on right now. When these Caucasians lay off in corporations, of course
mm-hmm.
they lay a nigga off, right?
Right.
It's all the niggas that get laid off first, okay? And a few rednecks or, you know, trailer park motherfuckers, but they still keep their corporation going. They only just say, we're just going to shut down the corporation, but you can work from home. It's just only a particular few that gets to continue to run their corporations, and they work from home. And my point
mm-hmm.
I'm saying is that if you are working 7 days a week, 14 days a week, and waiting to get paid, you are in slavery.
No doubt.
If you're not bringing in cash every day, if you're not working for yourself and you're working for an invisible motherfucker whom you've never met, whose house you never went to, whose children you never played with yours, you are in motherfucking slavery any fucking way. They just changed the name from slavery to jobs and employers and employees to masters and slaves. It's
clearly
just a name change.
Right.
So you automatically in slavery. And I said this the other day that, Mom, excuse me, you want to work for me, nigga? I need a copy of your driver's license. I need a copy of your Social Security card. I need a copy of your birth certificate. And I still get to claim you at the end of the fucking year. I own you
right
until I tell you it's time to go. And if you fucking leave without me firing you, you better not put me down as a reference, motherfucker, because I'm going to tell them you was a sorry piece of shit. You're not going to get a recommendation. I'm going to make sure of that shit.
Right.
So, come on, now wake the fuck up.
Yeah,
niggas
I just
ain't
don't
got
think
jobs. Niggas ain't got jobs, plantations to go to. That's all it is.
I still don't think that'll wake a sleeping nigga up.
I didn't say it'll wake a sleeping nigga up. I'm saying I don't give a fuck if a nigga sleep or not. I'm saying that niggas don't know that they're still in fucking slavery today. 99.9% of niggas is still in slavery. They just lied
right
to them and told them it's called a job and W-O-R-K, and you are an employer, and I am
right
the employee, and I'm no longer the master, and you are no longer the slavery. You know what I'm saying? But it's the
right
same goddamn shit, my nigga. It's
right
the same shit. So what homeboy is saying, the president of the whatever the fuck he about to be, basically all he's saying, all he wants is the shit that he have today anyway. I ain't gonna lie. That's all he wants. He believes in the story of Roots more so than the nigga Tyrone. He believes in Roots more so
right
than the nigga Tyrone. He fell for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he believed that his vision is that niggas are going to be shirtless and bitches are going to be wearing straw fucking dresses and picking cotton. That's what he sees this shit. And he's
right
going to be on his land. This is his Alice in Wonderland Hollywood vision that he really believes that really fucking happened. And that did not happen. You know what I'm saying? That's what he believes. But that part there is existing right now. All he needs to do is open up a corporation, even though he's the president of one, but all he got to do is open
right
up a corporation and hire a whole bunch of niggas, and his dream will come true. That's all.
Right.
His dream will come true. That's
right
all he got to do. He can have it that way because niggas don't know how to be independent and self-sufficient. And
agreed
niggas trust them. So that slavery shit, if it comes back, not the 1950s, but, you know, the little shit like Roots and shit.
Right, right, right.
If it turns back to that slavery shit, that's only because
the niggas allowed it. That's only because the niggas allowed it. If
right.
I snatch your welfare from you, if I revoke your gun, and mind you, but as you now on my plantation, I give you the right to carry one, and you won't kill me. You're going to kill your own anyway if I already trained you good enough to kill your own when I give you a gun anyway. You will never turn it on me. So they've already been conditioned to be loyal. We've seen the loyalness of black people throughout America and Africa to the Caucasians and Europe now to the Caucasians. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You mean to tell me that, let's say that 75% of niggas with guns, how many of them turned it on their master today? Never,
right.
None.
Yeah.
Very few.
Little
but,
to none.
But out
right.
of the 75 to 95% of black motherfuckers with guns, who are they killing? Their own. That's easy. Slavery
right.
could work for these motherfuckers. It could work. We don't like each other. We can't get along with one another, but we are faithful to him Monday through Friday. We are that fucking faithful that we will wait until payroll checks come out. We are that faithful to him that we'll even wait for two checks, and it's 30 days out the fucking month, the 15th and the fucking, the 1st and the 15th. That's
right.
how fucking faithful we are to this motherfucker. We only get paid twice a month, once a month. Some companies pay you once a month. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yeah.
this is how faithful niggas are. So would niggas really give two shits? No, they have faith in him. They love him. They love the white man because he gives them nothing. They hate each other on their own because we take care of each other. Hey, you cannot go to a cracker and tell them that you need gas money. You coming to us, nigga, to get gas money so you can get to that cracker. But you
right.
hate us. You know what I'm saying? We hate each other. This is some other shit. So, yeah, that slavery shit, yeah, I could see it. I would like to see it happen again. That's just me. I would really like to see it in its true form played out. I think niggas will wake up if they change the words again. But they ain't going to change them goddamn words because you'll wake up a little too soon. Can you imagine a nigga about to apply for an for a job and the application says, "Welcome to Home Depot Plantation"?
Right.
Because that's a key word that scares niggas. You know what I'm saying? And then ask, you know, what type of slave work he would like to do. You know what I'm saying? What he good at doing as a slave.
So
you know what I'm
I
saying?
Guess,
that type of shit. That'll wake up a motherfucker. Because they scared niggas don't like the word slave. Oh, and it should be on the application, not race, not like black, Hispanic, African American. It should say nigger or colored.
Right.
And shit like that. That only those things will wake a nigga up. Other than that, words always wake up a nigga. But pictures, because they've lost their roots or their connection to ancient Egypt, it makes them very difficult to see the big picture. But words, my nigga, words always wake a nigga up. They can't see the picture. They blind as fuck.
So, therefore, Joe Biden caught a lot of slack when he said, "Hey, this is interesting." He said some shit like, "Well, if you go with that other guy, y'all gonna be put back." He said, "Y'all gonna be put back in chains again." And that
he
was
said,
a,
"You go with who? Who's the other guy?"
With Romney and Naclick. He
yeah.
said, "Y'all gonna be in. He gonna, y'all gonna be back in chains again." And he caught a lot of shit for saying that. I don't know how many
yeah.
people recall him saying that, but
yeah,
he said
he
that
caught
at a
lot
black
of
church.
Shit, but you know, he was basically saying if you vote for Obama, y'all going back in that shit. Really? Because, come on, man. Look at this shit.
Right.
Obama, when that whole little fake-ass sell your gun, turn your guns in, they was not in the cracker community. They got all niggas to help, and they used nigger celebrities to back it.
Right.
Yeah, it was all a nigga celebrity campaign and niggas nigga and those nigga niggas
right.
to back that shit.
I think you're right, Don. I think that whole gun drive has been, Has it been since 08? I think since
this nigga took office.
Niggas
return that shit. They use celebrities, entertainers, nigga celebrities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, turning in your gun.
Turning your guns for $200.
Yeah, or for a concert ticket. I don't know, the same shit they did back in the days. But niggas would do anything, man. Anything for a goddamn turkey, you know, go watching a turkey. Niggas would stay loyal to a motherfucker for 25, 30 years at a goddamn job just to get a gold watch and a turkey.
No difference. In a rocking chair, right.
Yeah, no difference. No fucking difference. No difference. I think they do need to go back to picking cotton because then America would be more successful. America the beautiful, the home of the free. Because right now China goddamn got cotton on lockdown. Niggas already hate their hair and shit, so that'll be a perfect time to pick cotton again.
Stark reminder, huh? Stark reminder.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah.
But I tell you, though, they coming out with more bold comments these days, Don. I tell you.
They need to what?
I said they comments are getting bolder and bolder.
It need to. Mm-hmm. It needs to. It needs to.
Right.
It needs to. Cause you know it don't sound right coming from us, man.
Right.
Come on, we've been doing this shit for damn near 50 years, right? Fireliners, 50 years. Black and I'm proud. The goddamn Noble Drew Ali, the motherfucking Marcus Garvey, the goddamn New Black Panthers, the motherfucking Nation of Islam, all them motherfuckers, man. It doesn't sound right coming from us.
Right.
We sound like we hate white people.
Right. We tell them motherfuckers the white man don't like
it. You know what I'm saying?
It
doesn't sound right. We sound like we're racist and shit. They done taught them a new word when it comes to when we tell our own people the fucking truth about them motherfuckers. It just don't sound right coming from us.
Right.
They got to hear the white man tell them the fucking truth.
Hmm.
He been quiet for too fucking long, and all of a sudden, your cousin or your best friend always got to talk about your motherfucking ass or somebody else. Like, and I've heard this shit so many times. When you start talking to a nigga you don't know, and you started to tell them the shit that you need to tell them motherfuckers, they always say, you know what? My cousin talk like you. My brother talk like you.
Right.
You know, shit like that.
Yep.
So they don't fucking listen. They don't want to hear that shit. They need to hear it from the horse's mouth. Or may I say the dog mouth.
Right. Like, these motherfuckers don't like you. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need to hear that shit from them because, you know, this ain't got nothing to do with us. Like, you know, like, he done pretended, him and her, both pretended for a very long time. I'm glad Paula Deen is in the spotlight, but we need more Paula Deens to come on out. And if niggas pay attention to the NRA now, like you do, thank
right.
God you do.
Right.
They would really hear this shit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? But they got to hear more of that. And I don't mean like it's just any cracker at the gas station calling you a nigga or wanting slavery. We talking about the ones that they fucking feel like that's in control.
Right.
That the ones that they think that didn't put Obama in place. They so fucking stupid. These niggas think that Obama made it on his own. That's how fucking retarded these niggas are.
He works his way up and shit.
Yeah. They
right.
don't know that the same motherfuckers you can't stand, nigga, like Bush, is the same motherfucker that backed that nigga. So it's like they don't see none of this shit. They going to have to let him tell them. They going to have to let him tell them. Because we don't work. We come out looking like racists and all this other type
right.
of shit. Remember that bitch that called into the show? You know what I'm
right.
saying? On the whole shit, the white man, the devil. Why are you calling him down? He ain't got damn devil. He ain't got damn devil.
Right.
I got
right.
some white friends, white neighbors. They my friends. They ain't motherfucking did nothing wrong to me.
Mm-hmm. I get it, too. I get it personally from people that I consider my family. You become a racist all of a sudden.
Militant.
Yeah.
You're militant.
Right.
Yeah, they taught them that word when it comes to how the fuck I'm a racist. They done taught you the word racist, and you have no fucking idea what the fuck the word means.
If I said niggas should not even be able to vote, they don't know what the fuck them words is. Now, did you tell me about that Proposition 8 or some old shit?
Yes.
And they ain't even know what the fuck that was. Niggas just checking that shit because they see niggas at the table because you just put check for that because you just checked that.
Yes.
And asking, what the fuck is it? Oh, it's for that, you know, so everybody could get married. Okay.
And they did it. Yeah, Don, just like that. Just like that.
Yeah, like not even don't even give a fuck. Like, I mean, which of course I don't give a fuck who gets married, long as I'm not getting married, motherfucker.
Right.
I'm a real Christian. A real Christian like myself is going to get married to the kingdom of God. I'm preparing myself like a bride for the groom. Heaven. Mm. I'm getting married to heaven. I ain't getting married to goddamn Kevin, motherfucker.
Right. Just tell it.
No, I'm not marrying Kevin. I'm marrying heaven.
That's right.
Well, let me add something else to the mix. Those black people who work in a union job, if you have been what you would think is discriminated against or unfairly fired, and you manage to get, you file a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, those cases that are going to the Supreme Court because black people believe that they're protected under discrimination laws, okay? And so you go to the NLRB, they file a report, they send you through the hoops to go through the NLRB. The Supreme Court last week put down a decision that they do not want to hear any cases from the NLRB. What that basically did was it made the NLRB null and void. So you can continue to file those discriminatory cases with the NLRB, but they're not going to make it to the Supreme Court to rule on discrimination. They did the same thing with affirmative action. Literally, when they say, we don't want to hear this shit, they are bouncing it back. And by bouncing it back, whatever the decision was, that's the decision that stands. So if the NLRB said you weren't discriminated against, that's the decision that stands. And the NLRB has not been a friend of the employees since Carter was president. Ronald Reagan changed the whole rules for the NLRB.
Okay, now. 334, can I get a mic check? 334-618, going once, going twice. All right. Mm-hmm. Neff, are you playing birds in the background or something?
Not this. That is not I.
Okay. So what's it? Y'all need to get ready for slavery, man. It ain't gonna be you. It'll probably be your children. Children.
Ooh. Children.
You know what I'm saying? If in fact, if this is what the
if fuck you ain't
they
in
want,
place, I'm hearing you. If you're not in place, I agree with that. Those,
I mean,
yes.
They done fucking made these niggas believe that they get taxed for rain for falling on their yard, shouting. So, that's the only fucking issue is that if I tell you that there's a law, does that mean that there's really a fucking law?
Nope.
It's only a law when you start to abide by it.
Agreed.
It's only enforced when you enforce the law.
Right.
So if I say, from now on, everybody's going to have to pay a dollar to hear the show, everybody going to automatically start paying that goddamn dollar.
Right.
Like they going to come to your fucking house. First of all, that's just too many fucking workers they would have to employ, wouldn't they? To be like, oh, you didn't pay your rain tax. I looked at your shit. That's too many motherfuckers.
Right.
In the goddamn whole district that the so-called law is on. But people believe that shit the same way they believe that whole jury duty shit.
Right, Don. That's the
shit
I was
saying
on the
show. So, in other words, the law doesn't exist until you, the people, enforce that shit.
Right.
It's not real until you believe it. God is not real until you believe it. Jesus ain't real until you believe that shit. It's all based on, can I get you to believe this shit? It's a scam. It's a con.
Mm-hmm.
Disguised under the word law and policy.
And can I, and I scare you enough? And can I scare you enough into believing that if I arrest one person on these grounds that all y'all going to fall in line? And that's the scare tactics. That's fear.
Absolutely.
Monster.
They already said we got the right to lie to you. So these lies are called scams and cons and schemes.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Right.
They're just scams, cons, and schemes. I'm just conning you, motherfucker. What the fuck? They're politicians. Come on now. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying, dude? I want to see if the law, if that rain tax is real, Neff.
Right.
I would love to see all the senators or congressmen and mayors and all the city workers pay their tax on that shit. I want to see you motherfucker do it. I ain't seen them niggas do that shit yet. I still didn't see Obama daughters school get the whole goddamn training over the Sandy Hook shit. Meanwhile, all the other schools did it, but why not the school that your daughter go to, Obama? Why you ain't do a Sandy Hook drill on, in the damn daughter school?
Right.
See what I'm saying? What happened to that? Shouldn't your daughter get the drill too, nigga?
Hey, that's right. Be a shining example for the rest of the citizens, right? Go ahead
so
and show.
You know that this is just playing, it's just fuck, but god damn, it's just hard to tell a nigga that, man, you got to, you can't just fucking believe these motherfuckers and just automatically, how can you believe a liar and then start to obey these motherfuckers? They're lying. You don't have to obey them. They lied about rights. They lied about voting in the South. 1800s motherfuckers was voting, niggas. In the early 1900s, niggas was voting in the fucking South. That's a goddamn lie that niggas wasn't voting.
One more, Don, they was politicians they damn self. Right? So if you a politician, if niggas was politicians back then, how could they not vote when they were in office?
And black women was voting. That's a goddamn lie that women couldn't vote. No, your woman couldn't vote. All women could, motherfucker. We got pictures to prove it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you have to look at the years, Neff. Don't go 1800s. Go after 1865.
Okay.
Because before, in the 1700s, after they came up with this Declaration of Independence, before the Declaration of Independence, black people was running this shit.
Right.
That's what they got them out of power was with the Declaration of Independence. So for all the niggas who wanted to celebrate yesterday, what you fucking celebrating was your ancestors being locked down.
They oust. You celebrate your ancestors ousting of government.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Or you were celebrating the birth of the Mahdi kicking the British ass. See?
Hmm.
Ain't like the day July 4th just popped up on that day of independence.
Explain, Don.
You can celebrate Mahdi. El Mahdi. El Mahdi was born July 4th, 1845, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Okay.
The Mahdi. And the Mahdi was whooping ass for a long goddamn time. He was destroying the fucking British.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I recall now. Okay.
Yeah, he was kicking ass, yo. Go watch it.
Yeah.
I kept saying Charleston Heston. It wasn't Charleston Heston. It's that other cracker. The one everybody liked that played the Mahdi. But that's his birthday, too, July 4th. And that motherfucker was kicking ass. I don't see it as, you know, as America. I go back to my bloodline. God damn it, when we kicked ass.
Right.
Let's talk about the ritual of July the 4th. So if what I said is correct, and that was their ritual that they portray every year, look at the number of people
who celebrate that shit, which creates that atmosphere in this country. And yesterday,
do you think that the people in Europe celebrate July 4th too? The niggas in Europe? Do you think that the niggas in Africa celebrate July 4th?
No.
Okay, well, let me throw in my numbers then. If you can imagine the ritual of from June 26th to July 4th, all over the world, people celebrate the Mahdi. From June 26th to July 4th, all over the world, all Nubians celebrate from the 26th to July 4th.
Mm.
It ain't got nothing to do with America. And his motherfuckers on this rock does it from the 26th to July 4th. And that's more motherfuckers in America than it is. There's more motherfuckers in the world than it is in America that goes through that ritual for 7 days, if I'm not mistaken, or 8 days, from the 26th to July 4th.
Well, then, if that's the case, then instead of celebrating Kwanzaa, need to be celebrating June 26th.
Oh, absolutely. And that's when we started. We started on the 26th, and it ends on July 4th or July 5th at 12 midnight.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all over the world. Mhm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Get it, got it, good. Yeah.
Now, what I was getting ready to say is that in that ritual of yesterday, here in Chicago, 20 people got shot on that ritual day. So let's just look at around the country how many niggas got shot and how many niggas got killed on July the 4th.
I already said that's going to happen because niggas don't know how to do fucking nothing. When it comes to their holiday, I said that yesterday, it's going to be a lot of deaths. A lot of motherfuckers is not going to make it. That's their holidays and niggas' birthdays. How many niggas die on their birthday?
Right.
A whole bunch because they are suicidal. When it comes to holidays, niggas are the most suicidal. They on suicide missions.
Mm-hmm. Be out there.
I said, there's nothing holy about the white man's holidays to a nigga, and there's nothing holy about the black man's or the black woman's birthday. They does everything destructive on those days, including their birthdays and including the white man's holidays. Everything is destructive.
Absolutely.
It's a suicide mission. You're not supposed to participate in none of that shit. If you're going to have a birthday, make sure that you're sober. Make sure that you're in the privacy of your home, you know what I'm saying, safe with a small immediate family, a small quaint family. Other than that, you going out there, you're ready. You're basically saying, I'm ready to die. Don't work that way. I got invited, to a barbecue, but I just asked that the whole Monticello floods yesterday, and it flooded, so it fucked up they shit. So I said, it's raining. I'm sorry, I can't go. I don't want to be around no fucking niggas, a bunch of niggas drinking, alcohol, bottles, who the fuck want to be? I don't want to, if I wanted that life, I'd go to the club every goddamn day. I don't want it one day out the year, and I damn sure don't want it once a week.
Tell it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that shit. I ain't about that. But, yeah, I said niggas was going to die because that's what niggas do when they speed up those goddamn frequencies and shit and have motherfuckers, like iTunes said, we going to get fucked up. We going to get fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what you just said to you, what about yourself? What you just cursed yourself with? Getting fucked up.
Fucked up.
And that's what the fuck it is. Shit.
That can mean the ending of a day in a stabbing,
shooting,
a car accident.
Yeah, look at Oscar Grant. That was New Year's Eve. God damn it.
That's right.
That was New Year's Eve. This nigga should have stayed at home with his goddamn daughter.
Baby. That's right.
Okay,
girl.
The one that they advertised that he loved so much and was trying to do better for.
Right, working.
I love
shit.
My goddamn daughter that much. I don't think I'm gonna be rolling with a nigga at no fucking train station during the time we're doing another one of their rituals, another one of their sacrifice a nigga day at. I ain't fucking with that goddamn shit. I'm sorry. I know what love is.
Right.
God damn it.
Tony Braxton said love should have brought your ass home last night.
That's right.
I know what love is. I told you love is protection. Love will protect your motherfucking ass, but people have the love for the harlot. And this is the only reason why niggas die, because they love that fucking harlot, that bitch that sit on Babylon.
Mm.
The mystery harlot. They love to get involved in her fornication, her pornography, all that fucking shit. They love it, and they can't fucking wait to do it. They can't wait.
Mm. Get
this
dressed
is what
up
the fuck niggas get. That's that shit.
Right.
Death, disease, all types of shit.
Havoc.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching Love and Hip Hop, and this bitch nigga Scrappy come fucking gotta tell his 8-year-old daughter again that he's going to jail. Again, and out his mouth says, I love my daughter. I love my daughter.
No, you don't. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Our children supposed to change our lives if our mama and daddy couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Our children supposed to change us immediately. Like, no more partying, smoking, doing stupid shit. No more hanging around fucked up ass single bitches or single niggas. No, none of that goddamn shit.
Tell
I ain't never seen where the majority of fucking fathers are on probation. You got to be out your fucking mind. The fuck are you doing on probation and you a goddamn daddy?
Mm.
You a fucking daddy. How the fuck does that look to your son and your daughter?
Right.
So she gonna get so used to being in love with her father going to jail that she gonna be in love with the nigga too she get when she get older. Going to jail. It becomes an environmental natural selection of the minds of our children, and that bothers the shit out of me. We don't want our daughters and our son thinking that that shit is okay. It's not okay. It's not okay.
That's right.
Like, you got, I thought children supposed to change your fucking life. Why are they becoming more goddamn reckless by the fucking minute? And they say they love their babies and shit like that. But what the fuck you doing on probation if you love your goddamn child? You don't. Come on, what about the image? What about the examples and shit?
They'll rationalize that shit.
You mean
shit
to tell
down?
Me this baby now got the fucking this girl got the and
right.
A daddy all on TV too, going to fucking jail, turning himself in and shit. This is an 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl. She got to go to school with that shit. So your daddy went to jail on TV.
Mm-hmm. It becomes such a normalcy. She'd be like, I know. He'd be home in 8 months. And that's the kind of shit that'll start coming out of her mouth. Just
that's
like her mama.
That's that shit right there. That's that. It's supposed to change. I don't give a fuck about a nigga dying fire liners. I just want to tell you, I don't give two shits about a dead nigga. Why seek the dead living amongst the dead? I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers. This is what they gotta fucking go through. This is what they, that told y'all, they that covenant has been removed from niggas.
Mm.
That covenant has been removed. You they don't understand about the whole story of the children of the Israelites, the tribe of Judah. They don't really even fucking get it because their pastor don't want to talk about it. They lost that protection.
Mm.
Now here you got the famine now in the niggas area because now their God has took away their food stamps.
Mm.
Their God is allowing motherfuckers to kill their children. And allowing their children to kill children. I don't give a fuck about them motherfuckers and who died yesterday. I just know that everybody, a whole bunch of motherfuckers are going to die. Because this is how they do it. Niggas live destructive. They act like, goddamn it, they ain't got shit else to fucking do. They act like, you know what I'm saying? They act like, goddamn it, if they don't, they ain't going to have a good time to talk about it the next day. But a lot of motherfuckers don't make it.
tell it,
so many
Don,
niggas
eight.
Went to jail yesterday. So many motherfuckers going to jail today. Off of yesterday. Some motherfuckers waiting to go to court on Monday. All this type of shit. They do things in holidays or birthdays era or weekends era just to think that they could live the next day and talk about how much fun
Thank
they
you.
Had yesterday.
I'm glad you said that weekend, because I say that shit every Friday night. You hear me say that on my show, I'll be like, Friday night, yeah. Some people ain't making it over their
weekend.
Yeah,
they weekend. Ain't going to make it.
That's
yeah,
why it's called.
Yeah.
It is a weekend for them, because I'm
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's for the week. It's for
that's
the week.
That's right. Out
you
gotta
there. Be strong, and chill your ass at home and shit.
Mm-hmm. And refrain
you
from participating.
You gotta be strong to
right.
control to fight that harlot. You gotta
yeah,
be a
right.
strong motherfucker to fight that bitch.
I just had this
I'm
conversation.
I'm gonna do shit on my birthday. I'm fucking 30-something years old. I'm a grown-ass fuck. Who the fuck want to go anywhere amongst any fucking body? Like, you get to a certain point, nigga, that shit don't matter no more. The only thing matter is you being peaceful and having serenity and just
yes.
doing what you do. None of that shit don't fucking do nothing for me.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Told my sister that
they
shit
don't
the other
do
day.
Nothing for me. I'm a little too grown for that shit.
Right.
I'm a little too wiser when I mean grown. I'm growing out of this whole white man spell of live it up. It's your birthday. Live it up. It's Christmas. Come to the party. It's the weekend, bitch. Live it up.
Mm.
Man, the fuck are you? And where am I supposed to go? Amongst a whole bunch of strangers? In the name of what? Living it up. Kick it with a group of bitches in the name of living it up.
Yep.
Mm. No, I'm growing. I'm growing. This is the time where you fucking start growing. Got to fucking grow. When you grow, you know, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, I'd say, you know, some niggas' death growth was stunted yesterday, and it's gonna continue. That's just what the fuck it is. Get them motherfuckers out of here. Get them out of here. Get them out of here. It's sad. I heard about an 8-year-old boy died in Chicago. But, hey, that's what the mama get for putting them out there in that type of shit. See what happens? Ask me where all my children was on the 4th. They did have places to go, but shit. Bullshit. Stay your ass right here. They did. They was invited to shit, but
mm-hmm.
you know, but hey, but I blame the black woman for that shit. Got to be a hell of a lot wiser. Come on, man. Chicago is a high ass crime area, crime environment. Any fucking way. When will the black bitch wake up?
Mm.
So now you get dressed, you get little pooty dressed, you get all the motherfuckers dressed to go to another motherfucking spot, a high ass. Shoot 'em up ass area, bunch of fucking low life ass niggas, and your child dies. Your child dies.
Right.
You didn't have no intentions on that. You had only your only intentions was to having a great time
mm-hmm.
and taking your children with you. That's the only thing you saw. You couldn't see the consequences before you act. But come on, man, we're talking about Chicago here. It was just goddamn not too long ago where they shot up a whole goddamn. Parade and picnic and all that fucking shit. Crazy ass shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when would niggas wake up? So, shit, the fuck you supposed to do? You know, I would love to see Obama and all the, and Michelle and them go to that baby's funeral. But that ain't gonna happen. Not. They didn't have a hand in that.
Right.
Hey,
well, maybe yeah. And will attend.
Say who?
Maybe Al Sharpton will attend since he's moving here.
Right.
Oh, that would certainly make their day.
Now he'll be holding hands of children walking to school. That's what
Al Sharpton gonna fuck around and get shot yeah. his damn self.
That's what we said on our damn podcast. I'm like, this nigga here. I said he gonna be in the middle of some shit talking about we walking the children to school,
mm-mm.
holding hands to show whatever the fuck.
That scared me. What the fuck? He trying to run for president? Is he trying
no,
to run for president or something?
I don't
know
that. I
see. Got to be something in it for Al Sharpton in order to goddamn want to do that shit. This
he
nigga ain't doing that shit
funds.
Just because.
Yeah.
The conclusion that we came to is that it is hype is his MSNBC
his
show.
His television show, because he's going to be broadcasting live from the Chicago area.
Okay.
Oh,
then, yeah, I knew it was something in it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Exploiting the retards.
Yes.
Yeah, like the cancer people. Like the Cancer Foundation, they St. Jude and shit, just exploiting them cancer babies to get more money. The little commercial got them bald-headed
yes.
babies with crayons. That's how they do it.
Right.
Just exploiting these motherfuckers, and they can't even see it, man, dumbass niggas.
Right.
They can't see it. I have no love for them.
Right.
We got 20 seconds, man. The mothership about to take off. Don't forget to tune in, though. At 4 o'clock to the man of the hour, Traffic Jam, and also Nefertiti surviving the game back to back, baby. But let's take off, man. Hurry up, call in and hear the next hour of the show. 347-884-9239 or go to the after party. 10 seconds, let's get it.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear that noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Hit it, fellas.
Dip in your hip and come on to the mothership, man. I done pissed myself off. I hate when I do that. All right, y'all, welcome back, man. This is bullshit. I fucking hate when I piss myself off, man. Like, god damn. Some bullshit. But, hey, this is what it got to go down to, man.
Yeah.
The replenishing of the planet Earth, man. Motherfuckers, it's just what it is. Ain't nothing you can goddamn do, man. Ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can say. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell your children shit. You know what I'm saying? Your children can't tell you shit. Can't tell your nigga shit. He can't tell you shit. Can't tell your mama shit. Your mama can't tell you shit. Your friend can't tell you shit. Everybody's basically on their own on this motherfucker. On their own. And they, I mean, can't nobody read. Can't nobody see this shit. I'm going back to my voting rights. They need to revoke all niggas from voting. Only educated Negroes should be able to vote. With masters. That's the criteria.
Masters. No, a lot of motherfuckers go to BA.
Because I don't vote. You know what I'm saying? I don't vote for state, national, or goddamn federal. I'm not a vote. I'm not a citizen to this shit. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I don't have citizenship. I don't participate in none of that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't even participate. I'm not a party to the Confederates or the settlers setting up their government. I was here before their government was set up. They ain't got me, boo. I don't participate. Their laws does not apply to moi. I'm in a foreign fucking country. I just obey their commercial laws. I don't obey nothing else. Only their commercial laws. That's the only thing I don't break is their commercial laws. Their federal laws, I don't give a shit about the federal. Their state laws from state to state, interstate, I just pay attention to the commercial laws. That's it. While I'm traveling on their commercial highways.
Yeah, I don't do shit else. On my roads. Right.
Yeah, I don't do shit else because I'm on their commercial highway and that's the only thing that I motherfucking make sure that I'm abiding by. But as far as that, I ain't no goddamn citizen. I ain't none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need their rights. You know what I'm saying? I don't need their shit. You don't need to give me rights. Give it to your slaves. Only slaves need rights. Only slaves need rights. I'm not a slave. My family was free. My family were Moors. It is Moors. They were free men. That shit don't apply to us. It don't apply to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't apply to my children either.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? It's a big goddamn difference. The day that I give up
my freedom over rights is the day when I signed my children up improperly to participate in day-to-day activities. When I signed them up improperly, notice I said improperly.
And such things as what?
Such thing as goddamn, let's say, schooling.
Okay.
When I signed them up improperly. Yeah. That's the only thing. You know what I'm saying?
What do you
mean? When I give up my parental freedom to tell the motherfuckers, you don't have the right to do this. I didn't give you the right to do that. I didn't give you the right to enforce your policy or procedures on my children. I didn't give you that right.
Oh, you mean if they come home with paperwork and shit, when the children come home from school with paperwork?
From the very beginning. From the very beginning. I didn't give them that right. Yeah. You can't see what I'm talking about because you ain't participating now. But
right.
I'm sure everybody else know what I'm talking about. In the very beginning, when you register them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And there's that, yeah. But I didn't give them that fucking right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't give them that right to dictate to me about them. And if I fail to do so, then they gonna do this to them. I didn't give you that fucking right.
Okay.
I have never. I don't even have parental rights. So that's for your slaves. Parental rights is for slaves.
Right.
That's why I tell you I'm not a parent. You know what I'm saying? I have power of attorney over my children. I'm not a parent. I don't need parental rights. Only your slaves would need parental rights. Only slaves need rights. Remember that. That's why they can revoke their parental rights and do all this shit to slaves, take their children, do all this other type of shit to them.
And
yeah.
Therefore, that's why you illustrate being private.
Absolutely.
Right. I understand that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't play that shit. You know, you give that shit to your... That's why they're slaves. Look how they can fucking tell them and then say, oops, my bad, no Afro puff. Because this is how they can treat their slaves. This is how they can treat the slaves and the slaves' children. This is what they do. You know what I'm saying? This is how you know that these motherfuckers, they don't know that this is straight up slavery. They don't even believe that shit. They believe that our forefathers or our ancestors, whatever you want to call it, fought for education, fought for us to be educated or whatever the fuck they say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And thus, yeah, but you and your child is still a goddamn slave. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel like education is a right. They gave you that right. You know what I'm saying? That's not a right. That's not a right for everybody. That's just a right for the slaves. Rights were only given to the fucking slaves. That's all. We give
you
the right to be amongst us. We give you the right to come in our restaurants. We give you the right.
True. You're right. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, rights are only for slaves. Voting rights. Civil rights, like whatever the fuck else rights, gay rights. They just basically giving black people the right to be gay because white people have already been gay. This fight is not for white people wanting to be gay. It's the nigger rights. It's for them. Shit. Come on now. They always been gay. Fuck they need a right for. Think about it. Like, you got a right to be gay today. What? Thank you. Like, come on, man. I know what rights are. And they're right. Antichrist. Rituals, rights, shit. R-I-G-H-T is totally different from R-I-T-E. W-R-I-G-H-T is totally different from R-I-T-E and R-I-G-H-T, but it's still the same phonetics. Sound, rights, rights, and rights. know what I'm saying? So all it is just their rituals, like Fireline has mentioned, is being set in place. You have a right to participate in the ritual. They still using niggas as part of their ritual. And what are niggas? Slaves. Slaves. They need more slaves. In order for me to get more slaves, I got to open the door for them in my education system, in my work system, economic system, hospital system, health system, agriculture, every fucking thing. In order for me, in political system, in order for me to have more slaves, I got to give them rights. They got to participate in my rituals. They got to.
Right.
Yeah. They got to. They got to feel like it. And all I got to do is enforce my rules and regulations and policies and procedures on these slaves. You got to be a fucking slave if you following every fucking thing they fucking tell you. If you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a fuck. I mean, only a slave is obedient. Wake the fuck up.
Right.
Only a slave can enforce slavery. Only a slave can enforce slavery. Can't nobody else enforce slavery but a slave. It's slavery. It's not mastery. It's slavery. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So only a slave can enforce slavery. So all I got to do is fucking give you rights so that you can enforce your own slavery upon your goddamn self. All I got to, that's all I got to do.
Motherfuckers be like, that's
all I
got to
do is be in place and tell you that I'm an equal opportunity employer. Give you affirmative action and you think that it's, and mind you, affirmative, affirmation, affirming, it's all about affirming that shit. That's a big difference. They just affirmed it. That doesn't mean it's goddamn real until you motherfuckers make it real. Slavery was not real until niggas made it real. Yes or no?
This is true. This is true. And that's why I said with the whole affirmative action, you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago on Hot Damn Politics, and I was just like, you know, niggas need to just really just let that shit go. I know it's hard because
they should affirm
like,
their own actions. See,
right. That's
what makes this shit not fucking real. It's only real if you believe that affirmative action is based on one thing instead of overstanding and mastering the word affirm action. So, but they are waiting for him or them or they to affirm their action for them. And thus you have someone else telling you what the how it's going to be.
And what you cannot have and what you can participate in. And like I always say, man, niggas don't never see silver linings in when they deem they can take shit away from people. Niggas don't see silver linings in that. They like to mark, you know,
yeah, because if I give you the right, if I give you permission to govern me, then I can't govern myself. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I give you permission, that's basically what every nigga did was gave someone else permission to govern them. So now that you have the governor over the nigger, the shit is quite simple. Now I'll give you rights to do this, no different than a woman in an affirmative action type marriage. Only he is going to grant you what you can and can't do.
Right.
Your rights, and you as the voice of the fucking house have the right to express yourself and tell that governor of yours how you feel and got the right to add an amend if it's okay with that motherfucker that you can have your say in it because you are the people.
Because
you the people and shit. But
You know, like, that's what the shit is. As it is inside, so it is outside. So it is all around. It's a government in the fucking home, in the schools. They call it the body. That's what they call it.
Right.
The governing body. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. The governing body. And that means that you cannot govern education. You can't govern economics. You can't govern politics. You can't govern laws. You can't govern religion. You can't govern none of that shit. You gave that right all over to, you passed that to whoever the fuck you felt that could do it better than you. Mm. You can't govern nothing. That makes you a slave.
You are a subject. Yeah, very true.
Yeah. You can't govern money. You can't govern how your home. Every home is a city, unbeknownst to people. Every house is a city. And in every city, there's a mayor. There's a governor. There's every fucking thing that exists. But because they've already taught these niggas to keep having a slave mentality, so they can't govern even their selves. They need the help. They can't govern their bodies when they're sick, so they have to get another governor, give that power over to a doctor to govern them, a teacher to govern them, their children, and all this other type of shit to govern them. They're straight. They still slaves. I don't know why niggas think they're not. I know what a slave is. You are dependent upon the master for every fucking thing.
Right.
That's what a slave is. You're dependent upon the master's hospitals so you can have your babies and get your pussy checked and all this other shit. You a fucking slave. You can't check your own pussy? You can't check your own pussy? You can't pull your own baby out? If you could shit on your own, surely you can birth on your own.
Right.
But that's that. That's what a slave mentality is, that you can't do nothing without the masters. You don't even know how to praise Jesus properly. They done fucked up these motherfuckers so bad, and they feel like I can't praise him right unless I go to church. Every time.
Right.
So Dave already told you, you don't even know how to fucking pray. You don't know how to be a fucking servant, a greatest servant for your God. You got to go to church and do that. You can't even do it in your house.
Right.
You can't even do it in your car. You got to make sure that you show up to that place. You can't even teach your children at home. You better make sure they show up every day somewhere else. You cannot govern your fucking self. You can't feed your fucking self. You can't provide for yourself. A black man ain't shit without the white man. That's basically what this shit boils down to.
Right.
You ain't nothing without him. Wake the fuck up. Because you a slave, nigga. How can you provide for your children without the white man? You need master. Because you still in that slave mentality. You ain't going to be able to make it without him being loyal, clocking in 5 days a week, 14 days a week, and waiting to get paid on the 15th day. You can't. How are you going to make it without him? How are you going to make it? You can't make it without him. How's your wife, who bear your children, is going to make it without the education system? She can't teach her children, motherfucker. She can't teach them, motherfucker. What's she going to teach them? She's a slave. This bitch can't teach them, motherfuckers, nothing. She's dependent upon the system. Yeah. Can't do it. You need him for bread, and she needs them to read. She need them to read. You can't even teach your child how to read and I'm fucking handicapped. These slaves. Ain't nothing great. I don't give a fuck. To me personally, Neff, ain't nothing great about a slave being taught.
Agreed.
Ain't nothing great about that to me.
Right.
Ain't being taught by someone else. Ain't nothing great. Ain't nothing great. Ain't nothing. That don't do shit for me. I don't mob over that. I don't give a fuck. You going to school to learn how to do what? You stupid. You mean tell me you got to go to school to learn how to become what? Bitch, you stupid. You gotta go to his plantation to get what? Some dead honkies? You haven't created your own plantation yet?
Right.
You ain't created your own government yet? Will you govern your economics? Will you figure out ways to create income? Motherfucker, you ain't figured this shit out yet?
Setting your own ways and means.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like, you ain't figured this shit out yet, goddamn.
Right.
This ain't slavery. What the fuck is? Oh, tell Mr. White Man he don't have nothing to worry about. The NRA president. Tell all of them. You are good, honey. You are good. Because the majority, damn near 99.9% of the education is owned by them. One of their own. So he ain't got to ever worry about what the fuck's going to happen to him. If he takes his child to the school, a friend of his own that motherfucker. I take mine to the school, a friend of his still own that motherfucker.
Right.
That's a big goddamn difference. That's an issue right there. That's a fucking problem right there. I can understand if I take my children to a school and a friend of mine owns it, runs it, controls it, governs it.
No.
But it ain't like that, Jack. I can understand if I take my wife or my husband, or I'll just say my wife, to the hospital, but a friend of mine owns that motherfucker. I can understand that, then. I can understand if I'm hungry and I'm ready to go fucking grocery shopping, and a friend of mine owned that fucking grocery store. I can understand that. I understand that. But none of them are a friend of ours. They're a friend of their own friends. Tell Mr. Whitey he ain't got shit to worry about. They still got plantations. It's all over this motherfucker. He ain't got to ever worry about nothing. There are people in place. Nigga needs you. A nigga cannot live without you. Him or his bitch. And they're training and raising and grooming their children to learn how to live with you and need you and be dependent upon you. He ain't got shit to worry about. Mr. Whitey ain't got nothing to worry about. They got it covered. It's a beautiful day and time for Mr. White Man and his wife and his children. They ain't got to ever worry about. The only thing they got to worry about is how to beat cancer. And they doing a good job beating that shit now because they got enough niggas' blood that can protect them. That's so cute. They good. They good. People keep saying these crackers are dying off. They're not dying off, motherfucker. Look around you. You're dying off. You dying off. They done figured out how to cheat death by using you. They know how the ecosystem works. They know how the ecology system works. They understand that. Listen, this is when nature makes room for life, she has to get rid of motherfuckers. So if I take it in my own accord and get you to make room for us, by killing off your own motherfucking people, then ours ain't got to go.
True.
That's right. They don't even have to kill us no more. We kill ourselves.
And that's helping them so nature can make room for their life. That's why they can have 8 litters and not a death in their family. Ain't that right? Fine line. That's why you got Octomom, and ain't nobody died in her family, but a whole bunch of niggas did when all 8 of them motherfuckers came out. They know. That's the eco, baby. Shit, they in place. They in place. They know how to sacrifice. They know about sacrifice. Oh, they use it for a good purpose. They know about sacrificial rituals and shit. They are very familiar with sacrificing motherfuckers so that life could come about. They understand what that shit is. They know what that means, don't they? Because according to the planet Earth,
everybody, of course, is different species on this fucking planet, but the way the ecosystem works is based on life and death.
Right.
That's all it works on. It's not based on black life, white life, European life, German life. Nature don't see all that shit. Nature will make room. That's all. Making room. And they done took nature in their own hands and figured out it ain't going to be us. It's going to be them. Because all it is we're talking about is space. Every nigga on this planet is taking up space. Every living being is taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody allows nature to just let it happen, like how the Muslims don't allow God to avenge, you know what I'm saying,
right,
the wrong
death
of a Muslim.
Right.
So they take it in their own hands.
Yes.
And they can do that because that's because of will.
Yeah.
White man, they may not got a soul, but that motherfucker got a will. And if he can will you to die so that his kind could live, motherfucker, that's a great chess game if you ask me. This time, he's knocking your queen off the board so that bitch can't get back on it. He's getting rid of your queens. There's no need for that bitch no more. You couldn't, you know what I'm saying? He's getting rid of your king, too, bitches. So there's no need for your king anymore. They taking over the whole goddamn board, ain't they?
One at a time.
Ain't but a few spaces on the chess table.
Right.
Okay? So the more I move to knock you the fuck out, the more I conquer this motherfucker.
The more they pieces sit up.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah,
about
the
that.
More they queen could get right back in on that table. Yours ain't going to be able to get back on that motherfucker. Your queen ain't. Because they done got rid of the king first. We know that, right? They got rid of the king, the black
mm-hmm.
brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got rid of them motherfuckers. They did a good job, too, to get rid of them. The way they set it all up, I thought was a fucking incredible goddamn scheme. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a very incredible fucking scheme of how they got rid of the black queen king.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Gave them the black exploit movies. Now all of a sudden all niggas is pimping. Gave them the drugs. Now all niggas is drug dealers. Gave them the guns. All niggas is killers. And God damn it, they killed off the whole neighborhood. Then found the king, shot him in the fucking head. He's out. Pimped out your fucking queen. Threw that bitch off the fucking board. She's down on her back and she can't even get up. No fucking more. All the pawns is nothing but fucking children.
Right. And they left unprotected. So they're easier.
So we could just use them to just win the fucking game.
Right.
Easy.
Because once you got the future generations.
Yeah, let's not forget that they turned all the black knights into fucking fags now.
Mm-hmm.
They're no goddamn good.
Right.
All our knights, and let's not forget our bishop. He's a fucking faggot now. We can't get shit from this son of a bitch. He fucks everything in the church.
So our
bishop is fucked up. Our knights are faggots.
Mm.
Our rooks ain't shit.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, just like you said, pawns unprotected. And the pawns set the way for the future generations. So
yep, and they said that the strongest piece on the table is the pawn.
Mm. That makes sense.
The pawn can be the strongest piece on the table. And what's sad about it is to whose advantage. Now it's their advantage that your
right.
children is the strongest piece on the table for them. Not
right.
for us. Our children
no.
are turned against us. Our children are just completely fucking gone. They gone and they are now aiding and abetting his ass.
Mm.
His agents. Helping his children. They will fight you if you tell that fucking child, don't fuck with that boy. Don't fuck with that girl. They will fight you. This is one of his children. Fuck are you talking about, mama? Shit. I got
right.
to be in love with these motherfuckers.
Now, that's something they say you're depriving them of. Like, stay away from theirs.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. They set that game up, Don, to knock off, like you said, to knock off every protector of the pawn, and that's the children. They've always been focused on getting the children because that's the way.
And getting rid of the goddamn aiming at the king first.
Right.
Get his ass out the way. Get him so fucked up that he don't even want to be beside the queen.
Right.
Get him so fucked up that he'll just decide to have a hate for the queen and get her so fucked up that she'll have a hate for her own king. Split them two motherfuckers up so they no longer know anything about protection. Sprinkle faggot dust on your bishop and your fucking knight, your security. Sprinkle faggot dust on these motherfuckers and we good. Easy access, baby.
Just a walk in the park.
Fairy dust on them niggas because they all ain't shit but fairies.
Hey, Don,
you ain't a pimp,
they...
nigga. You's a fairy.
Hey, and they come with the damn lollipop for the children and hold their hand and take them away. Very easy. I got this for you.
Yeah.
Grab their hand and walk away.
There you have it, man. There you have it. We don't like them niggas. They don't like us. Our children don't like us. We don't like them.
Mm.
No longer a force to be reckoned with, are we now?
We splintered like a motherfucker. It's so splintered. It's so few and far in between that, you know, hey, you stand thick together, you can't break it, but splintered, it's easy to crack. Crack.
Yeah. And they always teach you, like, in some of the games to sacrifice your pawns and shit. Why would you want to even do that? Like, I understand if you have no choice. But mentally, a chess player is thinking, fuck it. If I go on and let this nigga take that, then I can take that. You see how that shit work?
Mm-hmm.
Then I can go on and take that if I let this motherfucker take that. So that's just all this shit is. That's just all it is. It's destroy your own. Give up one of yours, and I can get another step ahead. I give up mine. I give you over one of mine so that I can advance.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's your Clarence Thomas situation. Like y'all were telling me about him.
I see
that's
that.
Like,
yeah.
That's how they think. You know what I'm saying? I destroy all of mine just so I can say I made it.
See that? Yes, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear.
I give up the woman or the man just to say I made it in this world. Give up marriage, give up my bitch, give up my nigga, and just make it. I win. I give up my children, I win. I still win. You know, give them up for crack, give them up for a job, give them up for the plantation, give them up for education. I give them up for everything, and I feel like I won. I still win. I win.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you a question, Dawn. I'm not sure where it is in the Bible, but there's something in the Bible that says that maybe it ain't the Bible, maybe it's... Al Pacino's movie. But it's something that says that the biggest deception of the devil was to convince people that there was no devil. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought that there was no God.
No. That there is no such thing as the devil. And so therefore, when people are telling other black people that these are still your enemies. They have not turned into your friends. They don't believe that because they've been indoctrinated to believe that those days are over. We're all the same now. So therefore, we don't look at them as being our enemy anymore. Because there is no devil.
The devil's best trick is to persuade you that he doesn't exist.
That's right. That's what white people did.
They convinced niggas that they were no longer their enemy, that they were their benefactor and their friend.
Yeah, because Martin Luther King, wasn't Martin Luther King around the same time with Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X and them?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Martin Luther King was saying, they're good. I love them.
Yeah.
I want my children to be with them. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X was like, the white man's the devil.
Right.
That's
see,
right.
See, that's some scary shit right there. Like, something is that scares me, Fire Linus. If, you know what I'm saying, you had one nigga goddamn leading a bunch of niggas to fall in love and go to school with them motherfuckers, and Malcolm X was saying, how can you allow your enemy to teach your children?
That's right.
That's I love that quote.
And Martin is saying, motherfucker, I had a dream that we were all loving each other.
That's right.
We shall overcome. That Martin Luther King shit was that we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We should come over to their side.
That's right.
That shit had to have been very difficult, Fire Linus, during those days. Because, you know, they had all of them in the goddamn cameras. Didn't they? They had all of them in the cameras and shit.
Yeah,
yes, it was a clear, distinct.
I bet niggas were confused.
In the community, Don. The black community literally split into two different groups.
Mm.
Yeah. What motherfucking side you're on?
And so
I knew they
point,
had to choose. That makes sense.
Yeah. At this point, when those of us who are sitting back saying, y'all chose the wrong path, you chose the wrong path. It's too fucking late. It's way too late.
Yeah, way too late. Because when they saw Obama, that's just co-signed for them. When y'all
was
saying y'all chose the wrong path, and as soon as Obama became president, like, no, we didn't. See that?
That's
right.
Whoever
came, that nigga wouldn't be here. Like,
that's right.
So they feel like that shit confirmed it for their ass, didn't it?
They're vindicated that
Mother
they chose
King
the right
dream,
path.
If he could only see it.
There you go.
He right there it is. His dream came true. See, we
the
knew
dream
this
came
day
true.
Would come one day. One
even
day.
Even think about the publicity through the whole campaign in 2008. The media did nothing but publicize that this was the fulfilling of Martin Luther King's dream.
Right.
Say what? Oh, okay, I'm with you. The publicity was the whole Martin Luther King dream with Obama.
Right. That he would be judged by his character of his content and not his skin. Yeah.
But nobody fucking asked what was his character of his content. Nobody asked that
very
question.
Very true, Firelines. Very true.
They just looked at his skin color, and they did not look at who the fuck he was.
I think they're using Paula Deen and the whole N-word situation to resurrect it. Because now they said that, you know, there's another cat that said the N-word or said that I'm not going to say the N-word or some old shit. Or just, you know, like using the N-word, like, you know, the first thing we got to talk about is the N-word. Like, that shit is popping back up. So I think it's a fake left go right as using Paula Deen because now it's a whole bunch of Caucasians scattered around in the media that are literally using the N-word. They're no longer saying, I don't use the N-word. They're using the N-word. Like, if I say F that. So they're using, you know what I'm saying? Like, now they're using it, like, you know what I'm saying? They're using it to use the N-word.
Uh-huh. But
you know what I'm saying?
Here's
and that's what this shit is all about,
question,
is to bring this shit back up. Because I think not too long ago, they back on niggas now, asking niggas how they feel about her using the N-word. Like, it's no difference when I missaid it. And, you know, so it's back up now. So they're going to resurrect the N-word, and it's going to have an I-G-G-E-R at the end of it again, finally.
But let me ask you this, because this is the bigger question to me about Paula Deen, is when did these corporations give a fuck about niggas? When did these corporations give a fuck about niggas that Walmart would take her contract away?
Exactly.
Why is the Food Network taking her show away? It is.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is reverse psychology that
yes.
they are using on these motherfuckers.
Yes.
They're making it look as though
mm-hmm.
they are pro-black folks, when in reality what they're doing is they are creating a straw man.
Yes.
So that niggas will fall even deeper into sleep.
Yes. Yes, and now they're going to support Walmart because they dropped her.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. Now they're going to be happy to go to Target. Because I think Target dropped their ass, too, or some CVC or some old shit.
No,
see,
Target
this is give a reason to support, give a reason for a nigga to support them now.
Exactly.
I support them because they're not racist. What do you mean
exactly.
Walmart is not racist? Because they dropped Paula Deen because she said the
N-word. They got rid of Paula Deen. Yeah. This is, I mean, come on now. In order for this shit to jump off, anything that white people do, they have planned this shit years
yes.
ahead.
Yes.
And niggas think that shit happens by circumstance and coincidence.
Yes. Because you can't tell me if Paula Deen said nigga today. Now, we already know that all of their syndicated stations, Fox and all the rest of them, they've already have a whole schedule set on who's going to be on their shows for the whole 6 months. They already know who they're interviewing. All of a sudden, you make room for her? ABC in the morning, Good Morning America for her? Like, Time for her? Like, come on now. Like, don't she got to wait? Don't she got to wait? Don't you got to schedule? So you got to tell everybody we're going to have to cancel your interview because, you know, Paula Deen said the N-word. If you don't mind, can we push your date back? Like, come on, who does that shit, man? The motherfuckers in live recording or edit, well, live recording then edit recording for at least 8 hours a goddamn day. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable.
People think that
the
news is not seasonal.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what people don't think. They forget that the news is seasonal. These networks are seasonal, just like your favorite series show.
In order for them, and if I'm sure Ness probably watched it, in order for them to get on the Paula Deen bullshit, they had to go have the time to pull up 8 hours worth of videotapes and go back in the archives and find shit
yes.
when Paula Deen stepped on herself
yes.
and have that shit easily available so that they could run it for 3 or 4 days repeatedly in a row.
Mm-hmm.
This shit doesn't happen overnight,
over hour.
No.
Yeah, that's already was planned.
That's already been planned. And
yeah.
She is, knowing that this shit was about to jump off, wrote this book in just enough time to drop that book. I mean, come
yep.
on, look at the time frames of shit.
Yeah.
You got to be able to go back and reconstruct how shit played off.
Mm-hmm.
In order for her to be able to drop this book so that she would have that money, you know what I'm saying? She got that money available. And this is the killer part.
Mm-hmm.
The BET Awards, if you look at the outtakes of the BET Awards, they
mm-hmm.
were asking them niggas before they went into the old award show, what
mm-hmm.
do you think about the Paula Deen comments?
Is that
you
right?
To see
yeah.
the number of niggas who said, I think she's being persecuted.
Yeah, those are the same niggas that support gays.
Right.
they're your pro. They're your what you call them? They're your marketing and branding niggas.
Right.
They tell
I didn't
you
see a single
what to
one,
accept.
Or maybe they didn't show us anybody, but I didn't see a single one who said, "Yeah, that bitch should have lost all her shit." Not
hell
one.
No.
Because it's the white man that fucking made them famous.
That's right.
They can't goddamn go against them crackers. That's why I said Al Sharpton and all the rest of them, like, we support her 1,000%. You're going to have to.
Right.
Motherfucker. Because that's your master's relative, motherfucker.
That's right.
You can't go against the master's seed, nigga.
And it will be a black person who actually comes back. They're going to give it a little time for the shit to die down a little bit. And then you're going to start seeing black people asking that Paula Deen get another TV show.
You got the fucking, they need to ask Oprah. Oprah, how you feel about the nigga shit from Paula Deen? I have no feelings at all. As a matter of fact, we got The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives coming to your own network.
Right, right. Stay tuned. You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you know, if Fox wasn't going to take her, I was going to put her on my network.
Mm-hmm.
But because she don't want to work for a nigga, I respect that. Hopefully, because she don't want to work for a nigga, that's a little bit different.
Mm.
But I want that bitch. I heard Oprah got an R&B cooker or some nigga that sang R&B while he cooked. Man, this I can't believe this chick.
That sings what? R&B while
know.
He
I heard. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm fucking blending.
I think you talking about.
Together.
I think you talking about the show. I happen to watch the OWN Network. I think this past Strong Beginning, and she have a show with a woman called Cutie Pies or something. She was an Icon Tina Ed or something like that. And she runs a business.
I am not yet to be a loyal viewer of Oprah Winfrey's network.
That was the first show I've ever watched.
The day I become a viewer of Oprah Winfrey Network, that means that this bitch done changed everything for me.
I was bored, Dodd, and I actually tuned. I was bored, and I tuned in, and
I'm
just fucking
how bored I am. I just something. My mind does not say you bored, bitch. Go to OWN.com.
Cause you
I'll go to VH1 and skim through that shit and find that bullshit. I'm married to A. Then Oprah Winfrey Network. I'll sit and watch a bitch marry a paraplegic and a goddamn before I fuck it. This shit crazy as fuck,
right?
Like, I'm more loyal to VH1 because that's how the white man made me. I just can't deal with Oprah Winfrey Network. I want to see some real nigga shit there, and I can't really get it from Oprah.
Well, Sweetie Pie shows you that black people don't know how to own the business.
Right, that's what I saw, Fireline.
Is that why they came out with that the haves and that, no, Love Thy Neighbor with Tyler Perry and Oprah with the bitch with the diner?
I haven't seen that.
That's
well,
probably why
Fireline
is.
It might be, Don.
Yeah, that's
because
a spin-off.
That woman, Sweetie Pie, is at her business sense. She has had a business in spite of herself.
Do you know that they trying to give that lady that said, I ain't got time for that, her own show?
No, are you serious?
I ain't
what?
Got time for that.
Her own show?
I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, then
ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. Hey, next is going to be the man who looked like fucking the barber from Coming to America who had the white girl running to his arms. He'll get a show, too. Remember that? The white girl just jumped in my arms. Remember him?
Well, I'm surprised that the nigga who keeps talking about the rent's too damn high ain't got a show.
He's probably coming. And her name's Sweetie. I think her name's Sweetie, too, ain't it, J1? That's what reminded me to tell y'all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Sweetie?
They call her Sweetie, yep. I called it for the first
Sweetie,
time.
Sweet Brown. That's her name, Sweet Brown. Don't get that lady a goddamn show, man. This shit is crazy. This is why they making niggas rich, because they know that that's like giving a slave the plantation just for
there
a week.
It is. Right.
It ain't going to help nobody. Sweetie going to be back on crack.
And they going to be filming it.
Sweetie going to change her name to Pookie in about 2 minutes. And she liked Pepsi, too. So, you know, Pepsi going to get everybody back drinking Pepsi. Because niggas stop drinking Pepsi.
It's just the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that grew up in the teenage and the middle, in the 20s and 30 adults that strung out on Pepsi.
Sweet as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet brown. I think it's Pepsi she like.
Okay, well, that explains.
Yeah, she got to have a Pepsi. I think it's Pepsi. Got to be Pepsi. Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi.
Cool.
Hella sweet. It's hella sweet.
Yeah.
Hella sweet.
Yeah, Pepsi gave everybody diabetes and shit.
Mhm. That's the drink of
so
a heroin
Pepsi,
addict.
Pepsi gonna probably sponsor. I mean, it's gonna be a whole bunch of commercials of her drinking Pepsi and shit. It's gonna be some other shit, you know, same way they did Michael Jackson.
And now laters. Now laters.
She like now laters.
That's the candy preferred of heroin addicts.
I love Nihilators. Nihilators is
no,
shit.
No, Jolly Ranchers, excuse me. Jolly Ranchers, not
okay.
Nihilators. Jolly
I like
Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers
and,
too, but if
and,
I had
and
to
Pepsi.
Choose, I'm on that Nihilators. Wow.
No,
but Fireliners, I think that's what they're doing. They about to resurrect the N-word, which is a blessing, because only the white people can do it. Niggas can't do it. White people say it's over, it's over. White people say it's back started, it's started. It's just so cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's cute. I just think that they just have, they remind me of the Wizard of Oz. Like, you know, we changed my mind. No more nigga, just N-word. Okay.
Their whole defense is whenever they get caught with anything is to immediately say, why can't we say it? Y'all say it. Why can't we say it? If I gotta stop saying it, then you need to stop them rappers from saying it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree with that shit, Fireliners. But those rappers are manufactured by the motherfuckers that buried the N-word and said only, we gotta keep the rappers saying nigga. Because the way they say it, it's all based on killing one.
Mm-hmm. Shoot that nigga. Kill
when
that
they
nigga.
Rap it, it's all
right.
Based on killing one. Shoot that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Leave that
right.
Nigga with a toe tag, nigga. Bear so long, you can pole dance, nigga.
Right. Leave
don't
that nigga
open up
toe
your
tag.
Fucking mouth because I pulled the trigger like teeth, nigga. I smell Summer's Eve, nigga. Shit, they gotta say you gotta keep that. You gotta keep niggas saying niggas, cause it's all about killing niggas. Shit. As soon as niggas start rapping about how they love they nigga, I love you, nigga, I'll kill a cracker for you, nigga. That's when they gonna censor nigga from hip hop. That's when, ain't that right, Fireliners? That's when they gonna censor nigga from hip hop. That'll be the end of that.
I always wonder
when I use that shit in a term in a beautiful way, in a beautiful fashion. Like, I love my nigga bitch. I protect her, treat her right.
Right.
Nah, that's the end of that. That ain't gonna work. So, they so smart, though. I love the white man. He's so smart.
You know, I never noticed a rapper use cracker in a derogatory term like that. You never hear them talk about crackers, like...
Yeah.
I smacked that cracker. The cracker better not fuck with me. You know,
I know.
They brought
crack. Now,
they
you know
brought
cracker
up in the Trayvon trial. They brought that up in the Trayvon trial.
Yeah, but now, you know, we redid Gone Wild. I got,
you did?
Yeah, it was all got cracker in it. Fuck that cracker.
Nice.
Shoot that cracker. Leave that cracker with a toe tag cracker.
Okay,
bear it so long you can pole dance cracker.
See? That sounds good. Damn.
Yeah, we had to come out with two versions, the explicit version, the clean version, and the radio and the explicit version. The clean version, of course, is nigga.
Right.
And the radio version, I'm sorry, the explicit version is cracker.
Yeah, I just thought, like, what are these thug-ass niggas with a cracker rap? What?
Well, the only cracker rap, it's very hard to do a cracker rap, Neff. I mean, for real, because I was about to say Sekhmet. Isis Sekhmet did a cracker rap, but then I thought about it, but no, it's not a cracker rap.
Yeah, that's Need a White Man's Bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 still a... Yeah.
I guess it would be hard.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, even Public Enemy didn't really do a cracker rap.
I know.
KRS-One didn't do a cracker rap.
Right.
Like, Nappy Roots didn't do a cracker rap.
Right.
Nobody has done a cracker rap. Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, with the exception of Ice Cube with the White Cave Bitch song, but.
Right.
That's really, you know. I don't
know. Even Pac didn't do one. He got White Man's World. He got White Man's World, but.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you're right. Ain't nobody did a, you know. Damn,
these thug-ass niggas, man.
I mean, it's going to have to be co-signed by the man that cuts the check. That's the only reason why they can't do it. They have not done it. They will not do it. The white man will have to approve of it in order for the cracker songs to come out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I'm paying you to destroy your own race, not to get your race to destroy my race. Come on. How does this shit doesn't make no damn sense.
Then they could go to court for First Amendment rights. The KKK did. KKK went to court for their right to protest, call niggas walking down the street. Rappers have no fucking
They
no
manufacturers.
Vision.
They're not rappers, they're manufacturers.
Right.
Manufactured rappers. Like I said, man, come on, man, you're going to have, it doesn't make sense. This song is not going to get played. I'm not going to pay, I'm not going to back you. You're talking about us now. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about us. You got to make sure you use us in a good light. And don't forget to say you like white skin and light skin girls now. Come on.
All right.
This is how we do it. I want you to make the black of the berry woman, you know, feel terrible so she can become a whore and I can fuck her.
I got to smash her up.
Pick up the black of the berry girl and make her feel like she's met her knight in shining armor. So I want you to make sure you don't make her your first choice because I want the bitch.
Right.
I want to use it for dumping ground and shit. Me and my son. So, you know, you keep talking about Asian women and white women and light skinned women, and I can have all the goods to myself.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? You know, shit. It's just a great diabolical scheme, and I fucking personally like it myself. I like it myself. I just like how they do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, see, I said, my daughter has a cracker rap about them motherfuckers. Well, please, may you
That's
send it to
anti-gub.
WJG. May you send it to WJG Radio?
That's anti-gov.
Yeah, but anti-gov is different from anti-cracker. Because if a nigga come out with anti-gov, we got all the niggas that's like, why? We have a black president. See, like I said, it's a way to fucking do everything. Like, why would
you
go
in on the crack
now?
On
I mean, that song would have been great during Bush time, but we got Obama.
Would she go in on the crack on anti-gov? I like that. I got to upload that tonight.
Yeah,
so
man, if I was going to say, if you got it, because I got ignorance is bliss. So when
bliss,
you upload it, man, play it tonight, anti-gov.
I am. I definitely
play it tonight,
will.
Man. All right, that's our time, man. Don't forget to tune in to the Man of the Hour. What else we got? Internet traffic jam ending the new day off to Nefertiti Surviving the Game at 9 p.m. prime time, baby.
Yep.
So we got a hot schedule. Don't forget Saturday, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Man of the Hour, Internet traffic jam, the El's Holy Tablet show. And hopefully, man, we could get a fill-in for the Queen Bee Astrology show. Hopefully we can have someone to fill in. Normally when Monica Kaufman or what's that bitch named, Barbara Walters is off, somebody fills in. Goddamn.
Right. Yeah, you had a call, Don, 202.
Nah, man, I ain't had no goddamn call, man.
No.
Their background was loud, man. Niggas didn't know that. But, all right, that's my time, man. Y'all have an awarding day. See you later on. Goddamn it. Man of the Hour's up next. Peace.